Well, you've been a very, very strong and stable panel. What can I say? Been a fabulous Friday panel. Thank you, gentlemen, for joining us. Reviewing the week's biggest news stories have been Rear Admiral Chris Parry, former naval officer, and Atul Hatwal, who's editor of Labour Uncut and also director of Migration Matters. Gentlemen, thank you very much. Thank you for saving me from my slippings of the tongue earlier. John Holmes is here. He doesn't like that. Basically, they're saving me from mother-in-law's 70th birthday event last night. A little bit worse for wear.
And
they've been saving me from just stumbling over my words. Mr. John Holmes, what's happening on your show today?
Did your mother-in-law get you drunk? Is that what you're suggesting, by the way?
No, she doesn't drink. I had to drink her share. Those are the rules.
They are the rules. It's Friday, isn't it? So, you know, Friday still. We've got Dave Mustaine off of Metallica and Megadeth coming on the programme today.
I'm very
pleased about that.
I'm a huge Megadeth fan, yes. I'm sure. Yeah.
As is your mother-in-law, I hear.
Do they ever cover any Little Mix songs that me and my 10-year-old might know?
Not so far, but I'll ask him on your behalf.
Oh, please do. That's coming up after 1 o'clock with Mr. John Holmes. Me and the fabulous Friday panel, we're going to get out of the way and leave them to it. This is Talk Radio. I'll be back 10 o'clock Monday morning. Do stay tuned. Have a great Friday and a fabulous weekend.
Talk Radio. Intelligent, organic entertainment. Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
I used to be a security guard. Work nights. Instead of being at home with the kids watching TV, I was always at work with Big Barry watching CCTV. But now, I drive with Uber. I don't have to work on social hours if I don't want to. And I can do and watch whatever I want.
Daddy, can I watch Doggy Detective?
Brilliant.
Work or not, at the touch of a button. Find out more at uber.com/driveuk. Uber, where to?
Every match on Sky Sports and BT Sport. This is football from Virgin Media. Cabled areas only. Search Virgin Media Football for more information.
This is Nick from Insure and Go.
Every October, the Mekong River releases balls of fire into the sky. Some people think it's a mythical serpent. The obvious answer. Some think it's methane gas, but scientists have poo-pooed this idea. Others think it could be man-made, but surely if it's man-made, someone would have come forward by now. It's been going on for centuries. I like to think that if the Thames started shooting fireballs into the sky, it would be properly looked into.
For more travel trivia and travel insurance, of course, visit Insure and Go. Take us away with you.
This August, Macmillan Cancer Support needs you to brave the shave and help raise money for men, women and children with cancer.
I'm braving the shave for my mum to let her know I'm here for her.
I'm shaving my head to support people facing cancer.
I'm braving the shave in memory of my grandma. I think she'd be proud of me.
I'm shaving my head to support my brother.
Whatever your reason for braving the shave this summer, you'll be doing something truly amazing to support people affected by cancer. So go on, sign up today at bravetheshave.org.uk or search Brave the Shave.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
We are Talk.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Talk Radio.
Just after one. Hello, it's a Friday. Shall we Friday together? I think so. I'm John Holmes. Talk Radio, Victoria, latest news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, man denies Grenfell fire fraud, £1 million fine after Crossrail death, and Trump's healthcare plan suffer setback.
Talk Radio.
A man accused of inventing his family's deaths in the Grenfell Tower fire has denied conning charities and the council out of thousands of pounds. Anne Noonagayan has appeared at Southwark Crown Court. Talk Radio's Alex Dibble was there.
The 52-year-old was allegedly given a hotel room, food and money amounting to nearly £10,000 when he posed as a survivor of the disaster. Prosecutors told the court Mr. Nagayan from South London claimed he lived in the tower block and that his wife and son had died in the fire. Kensington and Chelsea Council, as well as relief organisations, are both said to have been duped. Mr. Nagayan pleaded not guilty to the charges and will now face trial.
Contractors working on the Crossrail project have been fined more than £1 million after a worker was killed and two others were injured in separate incidents. Rene Sasek died after being crushed by falling wet concrete in March 2014. There's disagreement over how Northern Ireland's border with the Republic will work after Brexit. Ireland's Prime Minister says there should be a sea border, but Chancellor Philip Hammond has rejected that.
The answer to how to deliver that cannot be to create a border between Northern Ireland and Great Britain. that would not be a solution that was acceptable to us or indeed to the people of Northern Ireland.
Donald Trump's plan to have Barack Obama's healthcare policy thrown out has been rejected by the Senate. Three Republicans joined the Democrats in going against the US president. And Woody Harrelson is going to receive a special award from Sir Paul McCartney in Liverpool later. The former Beatle is returning to his old school, which is now the city's Institute for Performing Arts, where the Hollywood star will become a companion. The prize recognises outstanding achievement and contribution to student learning.
Why is Woody Harrelson getting a prize? I mean, I love Woody Harrelson, don't get me wrong, but out of everybody ever, why Woody Harrelson particularly?
Well, there are, I think...
What's his link?
I think there are eight other people getting prizes there as well. Oh. I don't know what the exact link is.
Has he got a Liverpool link?
I just said I don't know what the exact link is.
You don't know what the exact link is?
No.
I did hear you say that, actually. So.
Yeah, you keep pressing me for things I don't have the answer to.
Yeah,
thanks,
well, that's because
John.
I'm like the Jeremy Paxman of talk radio. And so, you know, that I keep repeating the question over and over again in the hope of an answer. What's his link? What is his link to... Is there a link?
John?
Yep.
I've already told you I don't have the information right now. If you want the information, I can try and find out. Or you could ask Woody himself.
Is he coming on?
No.
Oh.
Probably not. I'm assuming.
Did you threaten to overrule him?
What?
Did you threaten to overrule him?
No, because I've never spoken to him.
Did you threaten to overrule him?
No.
Did you threaten to overrule him?
I'll threaten to overrule you now. Let's do the weather.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Turning wetter in the south throughout the afternoon and into this evening, but sunny spells and showers in the north. Highs of 22 degrees. Now here's Tim Humphrey with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update
with Selco Builders Warehouse. Thousands of trade products to click and collect online. Selco's got it.
Selco, it's where the trade go.
Good afternoon, I'm Tim Humphrey. Cricket. And after losing the early wicket of Alasdair Cook on day two of the third Investec test a few minutes ago, England were 258 for six at the Oval heading into lunch. Johnny Bairstow, the most recent to go. An Arsenal club legend has told our sister station TalkSport the Gunners should cash in on want-away forward Alexis Sanchez after Arsene Wenger said he's expecting Sanchez back at training this weekend following the Confederations Cup. The Chilean posted on social media claiming to be sick. Sanchez has been linked with a big money move away from the Emirates this summer. Alan Smith says it's a good idea.
What the owners would think about keeping a player you get 60 million for and then letting him go for nothing in 12 months' time, I don't know. I mean, for me, it's a no-brainer. I think you've got to let him go, get the money and move on.
Chelsea boss Antonio Conte says there should be more to come from them in the summer transfer window. The Blues are now linked with Arsenal's Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain and Everton midfielder Ross Barkley. Finally, Lewis Hamilton finished third fastest in the first practice session ahead of the Hungarian F1 Grand Prix. Red Bull's Daniel Ricciardo was quickest, with Kimi Raikkonen second. That's your latest sport, powered by TalkSport.
There it is. That's, what's his name? John Howick. Right. Good. Right, so that's fine. Right, so that was Tim Humphrey.
That was Tim Humphrey.
Tim Humphrey with his pre-recorded. And I just said to Victoria during that, I'm glad you introduced the sport because I would have said Toby because it's been Toby all week.
Yeah.
And Victoria said,
it's Tim Humphrey.
No, but then you told me the way. Because I go through every day not knowing who's doing the sport sometimes.
Yeah, because you don't bother to look. But in the office, we have designated seats.
Yeah, see, that's what I didn't know. You said you didn't want to look, and I didn't get the email. And then you went, no, look who's in the seat in the office.
I can't believe you haven't noticed. You know, I sit in the same place every afternoon. That's because that's where the Talk Radio newsreader sits.
Right.
The Talk Sport newsreader sits next to me,
yes,
or whoever's on duty.
Yeah.
And then the sports reader sits next to them, so on the end near Talk Sport.
That's the first, I've been here, what, 18, no, nearly 18? I had no knowledge of that.
It's because you only care about yourself.
No, it's not. It's just I didn't realise that that was the hierarchy. I didn't know that's how people sit in the office. I didn't realise. I thought they were just free-for-all seats.
Well, the rest is.
Oh. Well, there you go, then. I was just operating on that.
Yeah, but...
I didn't know.
Well, now you do know, John.
Should we...
Let's just get on with the show.
OK, fine. Let's just do it.
Talk Radio.
The Belgian chocolate honeycomb iced frappe is back. Honeycomb, chocolate chunks, cream and a drizzle of chocolate sauce. Then enjoy. Sunshine, sun cream, sunglasses, sun lounge or sunbathe, and then after sun. It's a quick burst of summer for only $2.49. The McCafe Iced range at McDonald's. Serve until the 3rd of October, subject to availability. Price and participation may vary.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Obviously. On the John Holmes Show.
So, good afternoon. You're listening to Talk Radio. Today, we bring you beer made out of rabbit. Professor Stephen Hawking on Ed Sheeran. Here's what's about to happen. A Love Island lady, a Korean girl, a resistance to antibiotics, and a shortage of sperm. Airborne chlamydia has been discovered. Well, I wouldn't have guessed that, if I'm honest. When the news goes on holiday. Someone's lost. Drowned in some paint.
I think there might be a death.
It's an ancient Thorpe Park in many ways. Annual charity rock lift. Pete's Dragon.
Worship the humble chickens.
They don't drink that much. Theresa May, killed by a Paul Ross. Yob's poo in garden. Transgender fighting robots. For Prime Minister of Great Britain. A pointless thing we don't need. I think she gave up at the end there.
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts.
This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century.
Radio.
This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. Nothing is static. Everything is a ball.
Who are you?
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
With no power comes no responsibility.
There.
Talk Radio.
When I am mounted on a journey that will twist the very fabric of nature.
So, good afternoon then, and welcome along to you. And like the brand new White House Director of Communications, Anthony Scaramucci. He's done the swear dango, hasn't he? And he's thrown expletives out of his mouth at a reporter in America, blaming the White House Chief of Staff for... I'm sure you've seen this in the news. He's blamed the White House Chief of Staff for leaking the fact that he was having dinner to the press. Calling that chief of staff F-word paranoid schizophrenic. Shouting it down the phone. Then he suggested, Anthony Scaramucci, the White House Director of Communications, then he suggested that the president's chief strategist, despite being very fat, somehow has the ability to... how am I going to put this in a broadcast? It's awkward.
Be careful.
Yeah, I'm going to be... He suggested that the president's chief strategist, despite being very fat, has the ability to pleasure himself downstairs in a mouth-based capacity. Is that fair? Is that fair? I mean, he put it more succinctly than that, didn't he? But that's the gist of it. All in all, I'd say communicating quite badly for someone who's a director of it, I'd say. Stop trying, Cornelius, because it ain't going to work. I mean, it's biologically impossible. It's just not. His sweary thunderbolts and shouty lightning, far from being very, very frightening, are, of course, hilarious. Anthony Scaramucci will just be another amusing chapter in the yet-to-be-written book, Donald Trump, A Warning from History. It's gloriously... mad. Oh, of course it is. And with Scaramucci's later tweet, if you've seen this, he said, "I made a mistake in trusting a reporter. It won't happen again." Which appears to indicate that the Director of Communications for the President of the United States in the White House doesn't know what a reporter's job is, which is, of course, to report. This is weird. So this morning I saw this story, obviously breaking overnight, and I went on Anthony Scaramucci, the director of communications in the White House's Twitter feed, to have a look at it, at what he'd been writing. The first thing I notice is that comes up is he follows me on Twitter.
He follows you.
The director of communications at the White House follows me on Twitter. I looked it up this morning, and he went, "Anthony Scaramucci follows you," and I did a double take, Victoria. I was like, "What?" And I looked at it, and I looked at it again, and I thought, no, that's a miss, that's not right. Why, what? And I scrolled off it, I came back to it. Yeah, he follows me on Twitter, Victoria, Anthony Scaramucci.
You better be careful what you say.
Well, here's the thing. So then I had a look at who else Anthony Scaramucci might be following. Because I was excited by this. I thought, this is excellent. I've kind of come on across the radar of the Director of Communications here. And I can't do that either with my own thing. So I don't know how. It's, I have tried. We all have.
You're a lot closer to it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's a height. Anyway, he also follows Simon Mayo. Right. Julia Hartley Brewer. Mm. Yeah. And a bloke from a life insurance advert here in the UK. I mean, edge was a little bit taken off when I realised that Anthony Scaramucci, the director of communications, what's clearly happened here is that anybody in the last week who has tweeted, since he's had the job, has tweeted at Donald Trump and added Trump into it, Scaramucci has clearly followed these people in order to detect what they might be saying about his boss, right? So that's fine, but then you've got to ask yourself, how has he got the time to... Because a lot of people must at Donald Trump into tweets, right? I mean, that's a given. Yeah. So how has the Director of Communications got the time to follow me, and indeed Simon Mayo, and whoever else it might be, on Twitter? That's a bit weird, and that's an indication to me that the way the world's gone... I've never been followed by a White House Director of Communications before. I'm quite pleased. I'm still quite pleased about it, even though, you know, I realise he follows, you know, like 179,000 people. But I'm quite happy with that. I think that's fine.
Weirdly, the last White House Director of Communications actually did follow me on Twitter, and I can't remember what her name is, but I'm going to find out.
Sean Spicer?
No. In the Obama administration.
You see, that's weird as well.
That's really weird.
What is going on?
But that wasn't like she follows like hundreds of thousands of people. I was really confused by that.
Tony Blackburn follows me on Twitter.
Well, that doesn't count. I mean, I love Tony Blackburn. He loves this show, which is why he follows you
I
on
love
Twitter.
Tony.
And but it's not that he's not the director of communications of the White House, is he?
He should be.
Yeah, for the Black House, perhaps. Tony Blackburn.
Blackburn.
Anyway, I think what happened was that, so the tweet I put out because obviously he's only had the job for a week, so I put out that. After the transgender army thing that Trump said, I added Donald Trump in. Something to do with an LGBT action man that the makers of Action Man should bring out to annoy Trump, gripping hands, etc., etc. But anyway, that's probably what happened. So, anyway, I've followed him back now because it's polite. I'm going to start DMing him pictures of me attempting to do what neither I nor Steve Barron strategist can possibly physically do, I think. Anyway, hello, welcome. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. That's the gist of it. I'm John Holmes, then curator of your day today. Headline hijacks on the way, 87222.
Start your message with the word.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message anywhere you like.
It's Friday, so a man from TalkSport, Reese, will be here to review the showbiz from the point of view of a man.
John Cadogan.
What?
Reese isn't available, so John is in. New John.
New John is in from TalkSport to review the... review the showbiz from the point of view of a man who has no interest in showbiz or knowledge of showbiz. Work experience, punditry, films for the weekend. Stuart, is that accurate?
Yeah.
Fine,
yeah.
Good. Bring me up to speed, I would. Production meeting on air, everybody. Stuart's in to do that. Big debate at 3. All your reactions. Don't forget you can react to the programme. The number's 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Or
you can use Talk Radio's reaction trebuchet, a medieval siege equipment that's been adapted to fire reactions to us. It's in the supermarket car park, of course, near the bottle bank.
Yeah, whereabouts is it today, John?
Outside Waitrose in Leamington Spa.
There
we go. Victoria's got a bonus news. There's the news in haikus. A man will be in a lift reading out the haters' texts and tweets. It's what we do on a Friday. The lift goes downwards through the building. Con reads them out. We call the feature Condescending. Some requests Friday. You request speeches and talks, not music. Our license doesn't allow it. Live music from a busker. And later, a man brings the gift of ice cream. Architectural foodsmith Sam Bompas is in. Plus former Metallica guitarist, now Megadeth frontman Dave Mustaine, joins us later.
We got him.
Now, ice cream and Megadeth on a Friday. Now, that is a Friday show right there. Sandwiching those two things together. Anyway, Ginger Dave's here, obviously.
All right.
Yeah. As broadcast is no longer through the glass. Chloe's through the glass today. Hi, Chloe. Chloe's through the glass there. Victoria's got the news.
Yes, John.
Dave there.
Yeah. Okay.
Paid into Cornelius. He's still trying to do that physical impossible task that Scaramucci suggests. It's not on the sofa. Cornelius, it's not possible.
He's just doing a roly-poly.
I mean...
It's also inappropriate in the workplace.
I agree. You need to remove at least 6 ribs if you want to do that. I'm John Holmes. You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons, and here's some music to get us into today's big story.
When the outside temperature rises, and the meaning is oh so clear. 1,001 yellow daffodils begin to dance in front of you, oh dear. Are they trying to tell you something? You're missing that one final screw. You're simply not in the pink, my dear. To be honest, you haven't got a clue. I'm going slightly mad. I'm going slightly mad. It finally happened. It finally happened. Oh, it finally happened. I'm slightly mad.
Oh dear.
I'm one card short of a full deck. I'm not quite the shilling. One wave short of a shipwreck. I'm not my usual top billing.
There you go.
I'm coming down with a fever.
It's Queen!
I'm really out to sea.
And it links us to today's big story. The clues are either in
this kettle is boiling over,
the name of the band or the title of the song. It's Queen, I'm Going Slightly Mad, from the album Innuendo.
Yeah.
But how does it link to today's big story? Producer Dave's been trying to work it out. The cryptic clues,
got
the
it,
cryptic
mate.
Quiz. Go on, Dave.
Easy.
Go on.
So, Queen.
Yep.
Lead singer was, of course, Freddie Mercury.
Yep.
Mercury also was a chemical element, and yep. It's also a planet.
All right.
One of the planets in the suite The Planet by Gustav Holst.
Yep.
Now, Holst was born in Cheltenham, which is mainly famous for being the birthplace of Gustav Holst, but also famous for horses. Most notably the Cheltenham Gold Cup, which happens every year in March, the Cheltenham Gold Cup.
Yep.
Other things that happen in March.
Yeah, go
St.
on.
David's Day.
Yeah.
My birthday.
Less
and
relevant.
St. Patrick's Day.
All right.
Which is, of course, the national day of getting drunk and being Irish.
Yeah.
Getting drunk is, apparently, did you see this in the news today? Good for diabetes.
I did see that.
Getting
type
drunk.
2 diabetes.
Yeah, you just have to drink wine 4 times a week.
Diane Abbott should do that.
3 lots of wine, aren't there? There's red wine, there's white wine, there's rosé wine.
Yeah.
Rosé wine. Rosé was a song by The Feeling, do you remember that?
No.
Back in 2006, lovely little ballad. The bassist in The Feeling is called Richard Jones. Now, he's married to Sophie Ellis-Bextor.
Right.
Who had that song Murder on the Dance Floor.
She's got a big face.
I mean, that's irrelevant to the links.
All right.
Don't put me off my game, John.
Okay.
Murder on the Dance Floor, which is a song, obviously, with the word dance in it, like Let's Dance by David Bowie.
Yep.
Who also did a song called Dancing in the Street with...
Mick Jagger.
Mick Jagger, which brings us today's big story.
Yeah.
Mick Jagger's gone mad and released songs about Brexit.
No!
He's doing loads of Brexit songs.
Yeah. Finally have... I mean, that is a good guess, but it's not that.
Oh.
It is, of course, the story about Anthony Scaramucci, the White House press director of communications, who's gone seemingly slightly mad.
Just very slightly mad.
And his name is Scaramucci,
yeah.
Which is a little bit, mind, like the word Scaramouche from the Queen, who's that? That is them. Song,
yeah.
Bohemian Rhapsody. Scaramouche, Scaramouche, will you do the Fandango? He's called Anthony Scaramucci. So that's why I'm playing Queen on the radio.
Why didn't you just play Bohemian Rhapsody? It's a much more popular song as well.
I didn't think that.
Well, can you think a bit harder?
I didn't think of that.
Just turning off 10 minutes before.
Didn't think of it, mate.
A pub before.
Didn't think of it. Anyway, we'll talk to somebody about that. The big story next on Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Talk Radio. Dial up some dialogue.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Hi, my suitcase hasn't arrived. I've been waiting ages.
Let's check the system. Was it a direct flight?
Connecting. I stopped in Bangkok.
And before that?
Well, the Maldives,
yes.
And Dubai,
okay.
Barbados. Oh, and that amazing volcano in Bali.
Nicer problems to have. This Friday, there's a £51 million Euromillions jackpot.
And you could also win a thrilling Florida break and £1 million cash. Get your tickets for Friday's event, EuroMillions, only from the National Lottery. Estimated jackpot. Game-specific rules available at nationallottery.co.uk. Rules and procedures apply. Players must be 16 or over.
And gently pull away. Very good, Miss Riley. Now, continue at this speed, and when I tap my clipboard on the dashboard, I want you to brake immediately in a controlled manner. Oh, excellent. Lovely bit of braking.
The Goodyear Eagle F1 Asymmetric 3, helping you stop short on both dry and wet roads. Visit goodyear.co.uk to find your local dealer. Goodyear, made to feel good.
Now, Miss Riley, let's see a three-point turn.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got real deals on a wide range of trade quality building products. In July, we've got a 10-litre tub of Leyland Trade True Guard Smooth Masonry Paint for only £19.99 ex-VAT. Now that's a real deal. To find more real deals and your nearest branch, go to selcobw.com.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
Welcome to New Sky Sports. Now with new channels dedicated to the sports you love.
Final act then of an unforgettable drama here at Trent Bridge.
The history books rewritten by 12 heroes in Chicago.
Lewis Hamilton wins the Abu Dhabi Grand Prix.
Feel every moment with new channels dedicated to the Premier League, cricket, golf, football, plus our dedicated F1 channel, New Sky Sports. Feel it all.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Problems on the westbound side of the M62 through West Yorkshire. A lane closed due to a broken down vehicle between 25 at Brighouse and 24 at Ainley Top and the A629. London bound M4 through Berkshire, one lane down due to an accident between 13 at Cheveley and 12 for the A4. And finally, the northbound side of the M1 at Hertfordshire, entry slip roads closed due to recovery of a broken down train around junction 9 for the A5 at Redbourne. That's the latest. I'm Stephen Beach.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, good afternoon. You're listening to Talk Radio. I am John Holmes, and I think we should talk about today's big story. As we've been discussing then, my friend, Anthony Scaramucci, the White House Director of Communications, has been ranting at a reporter and was then seemingly surprised when the reporter, well, reported it. He laid into the President's Chief of Staff in this phone call to the reporter, suggesting that the President's Chief Strategist had the ability to fellate himself. Then he blamed leakers for the fact that his financial records made the press, even though they were actually released under a Freedom of Information request, and then continued ranting in this vein until he stopped, which was presumably when the cocaine wore off. For clarity, I have exactly the same amount of physical evidence that there was cocaine involved as Anthony Scaramucci has evidence that Steve Barron can lick his own trouser companion. Day after day, after day, after day, after day, Trump's presidency just gets ever more extraordinary, doesn't it? Which is a good thing, because it's hilarious. But also a bad thing, because it turns out the most powerful man in the world and those he keeps appointing to high-profile positions on the world stage are all seemingly insane. Now, on the line is the man, the comedian, the commentator and so forth, Eric McElroy. Hello, Eric.
Hello, how you doing?
Yeah, very good. Good to talk to you again. Now, so you've been following this, of course you have.
Yeah.
You know, being of an American bent, what do you make of this quite extraordinary Scaramucci tale?
Well, I was camping this week with my family out in the woods, in the wilderness, and so I've come out of that, out of no Wi-Fi and lots of mud, and found this man has suddenly landed himself in the middle of the American discourse. And he in America, we would say he is cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. I don't know if that's a technical term you understand.
I don't think you can even say that now anymore. But
I mean, the thing is, you know, he's got he's been criticized because people have been saying, well, you can't make fun of him for his Italian heritage. But the thing is, he's got this New York thing going on, and my wife is from New York, and I have gone to family events with these people, and they are intimidating and they are scary, you know, because there's a level of wax they use in their hair, which is frighteningly flammable. And I think it affects the way they communicate. So I think he just thinks he's in an episode of The Sopranos. I'm not really sure if he knows what he's doing yet.
It is odd, isn't it? I mean, he's been in the job, what, a week or so here? And already we have this. And it's sort of an extraordinary turn of events. It's sort of like, well, all right, so let's get the facts straight. He was at a dinner, Anthony Scaramucci, this is, with President Trump, a couple of guys from Fox News.
Yeah, Sean Hannity, who's one of the biggest mouthpieces pro-Trump that there is, and who, I mean, the amount of creativity that he does in his information news show is, I mean, it's extraordinary.
Yeah. And then somebody leaked the fact that there was a dinner. I mean, it's a dinner. It's not a massive leakable story, is it, necessarily? It's just there's a dinner. Of course there is. Why wouldn't he be invited? And he seemingly then kicked off about it.
Yeah, he said he wanted to kill the leakers.
Kill the leakers? I know, kill them!
New strategy, I think, which, you know, hasn't been tried in a while.
No.
But it's something that, you know, I mean, they wanted to drain the swamp. Maybe they're going to make a few corpses first.
Yeah.
He's bringing, the thing is, Trump and his followers love the chaos. And that's one of the things that he promised to do, was to turn the whole system upside down. So when you watch this, you have to always think about how is it playing to the base. And this is exciting to the base, and they might not notice that the repeal and replace of Obamacare has just failed.
That's right. That's so, the other big story today.
Yeah. So we don't notice that. It's all about, look over here, squirrel, ball, go. And that's what we're focused on.
Do you think it's, because we've talked about this many times, not, you know, on this program, let alone anywhere else, but whereby something happens that doesn't suit the Trump administration, and then something else happens that we all go, look at that, it's stupid. Do you think, and I've spoken to many commentators about this, saying, is it deliberate? Is it a case of him going, here's a smokescreen of something else to talk about, which is what we're all falling into the trap of? Or, many commentators say, no, they're simply not that organised, that can't be possible. But the more it happens, Eric, I think the more it seems to be true.
There is a mad genius to what he does, and whether it's actual the most amazing political instincts of any era, or it's a combination of his insanity and the way he runs things and the chaos he operates with that has gotten him this far, I think it's a mix of both. Because there's no way it can all be accidental, but there's no way anyone could be this strategic or deliberate. So it's just this sad state of affairs that we're in, that it just works time and time again.
Do you find it sort of exciting and amusing, or are you genuinely frightened?
Well, it's exciting and amusing, but then you get to moments like we did this week where the Obamacare was almost repealed, and, you know, it wasn't. It, at the moment, it looks like that effort to take away 22 million people's insurance, just that alone, has failed. And so I happen to think that's a good thing, because I've lived here, you know, for 17 years, and I've been brainwashed into thinking that giving people health care is a right.
You
know, it's crazy. Oh, you commies. I'm a commie now. So, you know, that kind of thing scares me. So it's exciting when it falls in the right way, but he wins sometimes, you know, and what he did this week with the transgender issue, I don't know if you've talked about that.
We have, yeah, much.
You know, and by tweeting out without just saying, I'm going to take away, kick transgender people out of the military, it's throwing a bone to his supporters, but he did it in a way that the military didn't even know it was going to happen, and it's not even sure if that's a tweet from a personal account has the force of the president's actual authority.
Yeah, and once again, though, that grabbed the headlines, didn't it, as opposed to everything else that's, you know, going on behind the scenes, Russia, you know, the Kushner interviews and all that kind of stuff. Suddenly it was about the military and transgender, and it almost seems like, yes, it's a deal, but again, it's a smokescreen.
The huge defeat today is, or this week, is the fact that the Senate and the House have passed a bill to restrict Trump's ability to lower sanctions against Russia. 98-2 in the Senate, and 400 and something to just a few in the House. It's a veto-proof majority, and if he doesn't sign it, or if he tries to veto it, they'll just override it.
Yeah.
And it's controlling what he does with Russia. He hasn't mentioned about that.
As we've sort of touched on it, just a quick word on it, really, because this was the John McCain factor, of course, and John McCain was seriously ill. Very recently, with a brain tumour, and then in a fanfare of publicity, came back for this particular vote in the Senate.
Yes.
And was it and it seems to be that he's now the hero, because John McCain's never done what John McCain has been thought of. He's always gone the other way, hasn't he, John McCain? That's always been his thing. But was this expected at all, that John McCain would vote against him?
He's built a reputation as being a maverick, but he often talks maverick and then votes the party line. But this is one time where he came back from being diagnosed with brain cancer, wasn't sure if he was going to make it back to the Senate again. He's an 80-year-old man, And he came back and he allowed the vote to go forward. He helped make that happen, to have this moment where it was possible for them to repeal the Obamacare. And then in the end, he voted against that. But it shows you just how much pressure is on these guys, that he's at the point where he probably won't get to run for re-election again, partly because he's 80, partly because this is a serious condition he's been diagnosed with. And it's only then, when his back is that far up against the wall, that he was willing to take a stand against his own party.
It's like, I tell you what it is, it's for me, it's like you watch all this stuff going on in the Trump presidency, you know, and you've got, we had Sean Spicer, of course, being Sean Spicer, we've got the Steve Bannon stuff, we've now got Scaramucci as the new, I don't know, mad person, it seems, in the... It's like... I'll tell you what it's like. It's like they've all gone into the White House. And do you remember that scene in the film Big when Tom Hanks gets into that toy shop and just is so excited and starts bouncing on everything? It's like that, but with the White House.
Well, a lot of these guys, because they haven't had control of everything with the Republicans, the White House and the House and the Senate, and so they've decided that even though they all think that Trump's nuts, that they're going to just go along as much as they can to get as much as they want as fast as they can before it all implodes. And you can't make that kind of bargain with the devil without there being a consequence.
There we go. Look, Eric, thank you very much for joining us, and I hope you had a lovely camping trip. And look what you've come back to. Eric McElroy there joining us to talk us through the extraordinary, Anthony Extraordinary. Just decided to call him that. It doesn't really work. But anyway, it doesn't matter because, you know, stuff. So, in the next bit of the programme, showbiz. It's a Friday. Who's coming in to do showbiz today, did you say?
John Cadogan
from out of off from of TalkSport. No interest in showbiz or knowledge of it. He's going to review the showbiz for us this week, and also Headline Hijack on the way, your chance to make up a news story. But it just after 1:30, Victoria's here. She's got the latest headlines.
Talk Radio.
A man accused of lying about losing members of his family in the Grenfell Tower fire has pleaded not guilty to fraud, and the Nagayans alleged to have made up the claims to get hold of cash. Meanwhile, the leader of Kensington and Chelsea Council says it will cooperate fully with police investigations. The authority and the tenancy organisation that ran the tower is being investigated for possible corporate manslaughter. Here's the authority's former leader, Nick Paget-Brown.
Well, how desperately sorry I am about it. And why it's very, very important that we now have a proper inquiry that finds out what happened, why that fire spread, whether the materials were the right materials, and I'm sure all my colleagues will support that public inquiry.
The Republic of Ireland's Prime Minister has reportedly rejected Theresa May's proposals for the Irish border after Brexit. Leo Varadkar wants a sea border, but the Chancellor, Philip Hammond, says the British government won't accept that. The death of a worker and two other incidents have led to contractors working on Crossrail being fined more than £1 million. A joint venture of three companies pleaded guilty to three health and safety breaches. And Sir Paul McCartney is going to give a special award to actor Woody Harrelson in Liverpool later. The Hollywood star will become a companion of the city's Institute for Performing Arts. The weather turning wetter in the south throughout the afternoon and into this evening, but sunny spells and showers in the north with highs of 22 degrees. There's more in less than 25 minutes.
Few up. Thanks, Victoria, though, for that.
That's okay. By the way, I looked up the Woody Harrelson thing.
Oh, good. Now, for those that
just... I don't think you heard me talking about it just then, did you?
No, because I popped out of the room. but those who heard earlier, I did question your Woody Harrelson. So Woody Harrelson is getting... something from Paul McCartney.
Yes, so it's a special award. So he's being made a companion of the Institute for Performing Arts in Liverpool. And so you were like, why is he getting that? What's the link to Liverpool? Give me the facts.
Is that an impression of me?
Well, it is now.
Oh.
And I've Googled it.
Yeah.
And
good.
I mean, this is why you pay you the big bucks.
Well done.
I mean, I had very little time left to do that because you just kept talking earlier, John. So, you know, got to work with what I've got.
All right.
And the internet says that Woody Harrelson has been to this school before and given talks to the students and taken part in Q&A sessions. So I think that's the link to this school.
Thank you. Well, thank you for researching it. We all admire that. Victoria's back in how many minutes did you say?
It was less than 25, fewer, now it's fewer, less than 24.
Fewer. So she's back, though, at 2 o'clock with the bulletin. It will contain a made-up news lie, as regular listeners know. If you're a first-time listener, hi. It takes about four listens to get this. But what's going to happen is Victoria's going to say, and I mean the show overall, not just this bit. Victoria's going to say the news, but within the news will be a made-up lie, made up by you. We'd like you to send it to us, please, and then it could be broadcast to the nation as truth. 87 treble 2.
Starting message with the word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Starting message with the word
any word you like. Thank you very much. That's all on the way.
Darkness falls across the land. It's 10 o'clock, says the little hand. The ordinary folk will turn out the light, happy to go gently into that good night. Not so the night people, funky but neat. For them the hour is deliciously sweet. Kick off your slippers, don't go to bed. The party is just starting. You can sleep when you're dead. Set free your mind, let your fancy take flight. Conversation gets curiouser by the glow of moonlight. It's electric, it's eclectic, it's all always rule free. It's the late night alternative with that man, Ian Lee. Get all thriller, no filler night dog. That's like nothing else on the radio. The late night alternative with Ian Lee. Tonight from 10 on Talk Radio.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Right then. Time now for headline hijackery. By 2 o'clock, I would say we will be inundated with made-up news nonsense. A couple of sentences, hither and thither, a couple of paragraphs maybe, no longer than that, of your made-up news lies. That's what we'd like, please, and you can get them to us. The lines are open, but it's there to confuse those who aren't listening to this bit of the programme. The people who just, they might be listening, but they're not paying attention. It's just wafting over them, you know, just sort of burbling away in the background. They don't really understand it. It's just noise to keep them company. Like when I listen to Gardener's Question Time on Radio 4, it's the same sort of thing. Don't understand it. It's just there, but it sounds nice. That's kind of how this is. So make up some news. Get it to us. Here's what's been coming in.
This one's from Jason, who says, the dog that ate a couple's wedding cake on their big day. You know the one. Have you seen it in the news, John?
No.
It's a couple's, it's Bella the Labrador.
Right.
And big day of the wedding, the dog's got to the cake in the morning and eaten it.
Oh.
Anyway, Jason says that the dog has had to be put down. Started as a light-hearted jape of a story, it took a dark twist when a white witch contacted the couple to say Bella the Labrador should be killed, otherwise the marriage would not last.
Right, okay. Well, that's good advice for don't let a dog eat a cake, or that's what happened, isn't
it?
So that's fair enough. What else have you got there, Cornelius?
Well, this one's from Sharon, who says, after the news that drinking moderately can cut diabetes risks, queues have formed today outside a pharmacist next to a Wetherspoons in Wigan, with people trying to claim prescription pints of bitter on the NHS.
Right.
It said that the rumour was spread shortly after the pub opened its doors this morning. The queue is said to have died down now, as most punters were coached back into the pub with some onion rings.
This is coming from Dave. Organisers of the Edinburgh Festival have announced it's to have a year off. The decision was taken to allow the city to recover from the excessive festival goers of last year. A spokesman said over the years, pavements and roads have taken a battering. Well, they would, it's Scotland. So the decision to take a fallow year was an obvious one. That's from Dave there.
Edinburgh used to be completely flat before the festival, didn't
exactly.
it?
Exactly. Now, just battered down, isn't it?
Yeah, it's just all hills
they
now.
They batter everything there. They batter hills. They batter beer. They batter heroin. They batter everything, don't they? The Scotch, battered egg. Scotch egg. Scotch egg. Batter that. Anyway, Arthur's Seat, that's covered in batter now, isn't it?
Is it?
Yeah.
Delicious.
So there we go. We're going now to take traffic and also, I think, travel, even though that's really the same thing, and I don't know why we have to call it that. But after that, that's right, a man from Talk Sport. Who is it?
John. John Cadigan.
John Cadigan.
All right, I'm just saying. It's normally Reese.
Cadigan, I've heard the pub,
I know.
Doesn't he work on Hawksby and Jacobs, though?
Yeah.
Well, he's supposed to be producing them now, then.
Yeah, but it's fine. They don't do anything, do they?
Okay, fine. Well, anyway, Hawksby and Jacobs producer will be here.
We're sending Cass over there.
Hawksby and Jacobs will be here to review the showbiz, even though he has no interest in or knowledge of it. And it's next on Talk Radio on this Friday afternoon.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Ah, Saturday mornings. Caviar with Tomo, bubbles with Merce. But some cheeky blighters want to ruin it. This Saturday, Super 6 have a million of my cash to give away, and it's staying that way until it's won. Predict 6 correct scores and my million's yours. Bang goes my yacht on the Hartlepool Riviera. Soccer Saturday, Super 6. Your Saturday morning sorted. Mine ruined. 18 plus entries must be in by 3 o'clock Saturday. T's and C's apply.
At Homebase, we're all about summer value for your garden. Like this Qualcast electric hover lawnmower was £69.94, now only £49. Homebase, always low prices.
This is the sound of a man who unexpectedly fell into cold water and instinctively is trying to swim hard. This is the sound of the cold water shock making him gasp uncontrollably and breathe in water until he drowns. Whereas this is the sound of a man who fell into cold water and knows how to survive. You have to fight your instinct to swim and just float until the cold water shock has passed and you can control your breathing. This is a safety message from the RNLI. Float to live. Visit respectthewater.com.
Landlords, Direct Line guarantees to beat other insurers' renewal premiums for the same cover. Can your insurance do that? Switch to Direct Line Landlord. New customers only. Qualifying criteria apply. Underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
Every match on Sky Sports and BT Sport. This is football from Virgin Media. Cabled areas only. Search Virgin Media Football for more information.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Still very slow in Berkshire for the London-bound side of the M4. That's between 13 at Cheveley for the A34 and Junction 12 for the A4. All lanes now open, but delays remain. Southbound side of the M6 through Staffordshire, breakdown closes one lane between Junction 12 and Junction 11A for the M6 toll, according to the matrix signs. And the northbound side of the M6 through Lancashire, long queues following an accident between 30 for the M61 and 31 for the A59. That's the latest. I'm Stephen Beach.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Saturday Breakfast with Penny Smith.
On Talk Radio.
I'm Penny Smith. Join me tomorrow morning from 8 on Talk Radio for the perfect weekend breakfast. I'm going to be reviewing the papers, taking a look at all the best new film, book and theatre releases, and I'm going to be chatting to a whole host of celebrity guests live in the studio.
Saturday Breakfast with Penny Smith. Tomorrow morning from 8.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So much happening today in the news, of course. We've already talked about Anthony Scaramucci doing his swear dango at a reporter for The New Yorker in America. We talked about that. Drinking and diabetes, we've touched upon it. What's the thing? If you drink wine, it would now fight diabetes.
You definitely won't get diabetes.
Doctors are recommending 5 Jaeger bombs a day.
Yeah. That's on the front of the Daily Express. That means tomorrow on the front of the Daily Express, it'll say drinking wine will kill you, because that's kind of how they operate. So that's in the news. Apparently, the Daily Star are looking at Scarlett's red hot sex secrets. I have no idea what that means. There is an Emmerdale scene that's helping victims on the front of the Daily Mirror. There's a man's laughter on the front of... manslaughter on the front of the Mail. Misread that. There's a lot of news and it's very complicated, isn't it, Cornelius?
I can't get my head around
this. Neither can I. But it's all right. Neither can many of our listeners. And I help, though, don't I? Because what I do is I say, let us do now the explaining of news through the medium of Japanese poetry. It's the obvious thing to do, to drill down deeply into the complex news issues. Because you break it down into 5 syllables, 7 syllables and 5 syllables. It's the news in haikus.
Moderate boozing prevents diabetes, so
I'm invincible.
Yeah. Diane Abbott's. Diane Abbott's. Anyway, now it's time, on a Friday, this is what we do. What we do is we take the week's showbiz news, and we ask someone to discuss it in depth. But what we do is we get someone from TalkSport, our sister station, of course, who has no interest in or knowledge of showbiz. Reese does it, Moose does it. Today we welcome John to do it. Welcome along, John.
Good afternoon.
How are you?
Yeah, good, thank
you. And what do you what should you be doing right now instead of this?
I should be working on Hawkwind and Jacobs.
Hawkwind and Jacobs.
Yeah.
And they're on right now. Over
yeah, they
on,
are.
I'm on TalkSport, of course.
I've abandoned my post.
What are they talking about right now?
What time are we?
It's about 10 to 2.
We could probably listen, can't we?
Do you know what? I actually don't know.
Oh, great.
I mean, we'll tune into them in a minute,
yeah,
but let's get started. So you're here, you know nothing, you're not interested in showbiz, of course. I mean, that would be utterly pointless, yeah. So what have you got first?
To be honest, I barely even had time to look through these. I've been a bit busy.
Yeah.
And then I started chatting to someone when I did have time. the first story, yeah. Honey G has revealed she's gay in a very personal sort of interview, right. She's revealed she's in fact lesbian.
Right. Is that what the G stands for?
What?
Yeah.
What?
Gay.
Honey gay. I suppose it could be. Yeah, maybe the clues are all there. I don't know. Hang on, who's Honey G?
You know Honey G.
Off of X Factor.
X Factor.
2 years
ago. We've talked about her in this feature before, haven't we?
Yeah, yes. And in the music review.
That's right, God. That's right. She's appalling, isn't she?
Yes.
Yeah.
Depends what your tastes are, John.
Well, decent. Is this a publicity thing or is this genuine?
She's doing a nude photo shoot, which is how it's come out.
She did it with Dan Wootton in The Sun.
Well, he was nude as well. That's an awful idea.
Well, he's not in the photo, so we can't tell. But if I had to make a guess.
Is this in today's Sun?
Yesterday's,
oh,
I believe.
Right, okay. So she's got a new single out then or something, presumably. No?
I don't know, mate.
But there's got to be a reason for this.
She wants to celebrate her sexuality.
What, by going nude in the sun with Dan Wootton? I mean, it's the obvious move.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, are you, John, aware of the work of Honey G? Are you familiar with any of that? Or?
I mean, I'm aware of her, but no more so than that.
Yeah.
It says here she's looking for a female partner to settle down with, though she has dabbled with men.
She's dabbled.
So, yeah, I thought it said dabbed, but it's actually
well, she
dabbled.
Might have done that as well.
Yeah,
as part of the. Part.
She's got kids, hasn't she?
Well, you can have kids,
maybe.
Dave.
Probably
and be
dabbled with men, then.
Yeah, she's. Yeah.
That's quite the definition of dabbled.
She has been on the receiving end of a dabble. It's fair to say. If indeed she has the children. I don't know. I know nothing of her.
I think she has.
I don't know.
Not one of us do. That's the whole point of this bit.
I'm just checking that I care or I don't care. Oh, yeah. What have you got next, John?
Vicky Patterson news.
great.
Yeah. She's revealed the reason that she left the Loose Women panel.
Oh.
She says she felt herself coming up short, which is a bit unfortunate, and said she felt inadequate. And she said she's not going to do something she's not good at, which doesn't leave very much.
No, who is she again? Who's this
Geordie
one?
Geordie Shore. She's a reality star, isn't she?
Yeah.
Right. And what's she good
she
at?
She was on I'm a Celebrity. Was she?
Was she good at that?
Is she
good?
She might be
she's
the queen of the jungle.
Reality shows.
Yeah.
Okay.
And she was on Loose Women, was she?
I don't know. Well, we normally watch Loose Women, don't
we? It is
we,
on
John?
One of the screens in here.
Yeah. Ross Kemp is on today.
And the reason we have Loose Women on one of the screens in here, let it be said, is that we see what level of guests they've got.
And then we go,
well, why haven't we got them, given they're yards away in the studios of ITV, which is just around the corner from here? Whereas today it had Ross Kemp, didn't they?
Mm.
And I was going, why can't we have Ross? I'd like Ross Kemp on the show. No offence, John. But if Ross Kemp were to whack up in here and do the...
Would you like a Ross Kemp fact from when he came on with Hawkwind and
Jacob? Oh, he's been on with Hawkwind and Jacob!
Yeah, I was going to say,
great.
I bet he's on today.
He wouldn't use any of the mugs from the kitchen. He insisted on using his own mug.
He brings his own mug.
His own mug with him everywhere.
This is proper show business.
That's good, isn't it?
Wow.
Ross Kemp, he goes out fighting ISIS. He goes all over the world doing the most dangerous things, and he won't drink from a mug that's not his own.
You can't let your guard down anywhere, really, can you? Let's be honest.
Do you reckon he takes his own mugs into the gangs?
Oh, I like that.
infiltrates a gang.
Yeah,
and then like, he goes to ISIS. You have to shoot at me with my bullets. It's just I get a bit funny.
Yeah, your bullets might have germs on.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow. Good fact, John.
Yeah. You're already too qualified for this spot.
Really?
Yeah.
I still don't feel like I'm as good as Reese, but.
Ross Kemp on mugs. He's not, yeah.
So, all right. Good. Vicky, what is her name?
Patterson.
Yeah, great.
Yeah.
Next.
Love Island.
Oh, God.
Yes.
Love Island stars Chris and Kem have been reportedly offered £100,000 each to enter the Celebrity Big Brother house.
Oh, for crying.
Wow.
According to insiders, the bosses want to get the new Ant and Dec on board.
They are not the new Ant and Dec.
Who are the new Ant and Dec?
Chris and Kem, two of the boys in Love Island, struck up a bromance, John. They became very good friends.
Did he win it?
Kem won. Chris came third, I believe.
Yesterday on the show, Dave, and John, we had playing our quiz Paul Rossmaster, China, with a Y, off of Love Island, on the phone.
Really?
And she got off with Kem.
She got off with Kem, so we talked to her about that. But I've never heard anyone be quite so confused as her. When the quiz began. And then before the quiz had even finished, she sort of hung up on us because she gave up.
Did she?
Yeah, more or less.
That'll be on our podcast, which is out this evening.
It certainly will, which you can find at talkradio.co.uk or iTunes.
On the internet.
So they might be going into the Big Brother house.
Yeah.
So from one reality show to another.
They're going to enter 2 weeks after it starts, sort of a surprise. Well, it won't be a surprise now because everybody's read about it.
But. Yeah. Oh. I mean, this is just
sort of useless, isn't it? Because they're literally celebrities for about 2 months, you know, in the loosest terms, and now they're being chucked into a celebrity reality series.
That's the thing; they're not. It's kind of a self-perpetuating format now, isn't it? It's like, okay, you do that to become like Gogglebox, you do that to become a celebrity, and then you get into a celebrity reality show, even though your reality show was a member of the public reality show. But are you now a celebrity if you aren't on the celebrity reality? And then what? Presumably later on, they can go on to back to the member of being a member of the public because, hey, that's showbiz. It's a sort of cycle of hell.
That's the word, I think.
Did you watch Love Island, John?
No.
Of course not.
No.
That'd be ridiculous. I don't know who these people are either.
I thought it was Chris and. I'd heard people talking about it, and I thought it was Chris and Ken, you know, which would have been.
Yeah. Kem. You know, what's Kem short for? It's chemical reactions.
It's a Turkish name.
Kem.
You know what? My laptop isn't turned on. I'm going Richard Osman today, so I can't Google anything.
Right, fine. All right. Well, okay. Next.
Chrissy Teigen. Anybody know who that is?
No idea.
She's revealed that baby number two is definitely on the cards. She's married to John Legend.
John Legend.
And she said she cannot wait to have the biggest family. Now, I did, in the one bit of research I did was I looked up what the biggest family was ever.
Excellent.
Somebody had 69 kids, so.
there's an ironic number for that season.
She needs to.
I like that they stopped there.
So she's got to, wait to go. But she might mean, what's her name?
Chrissy Teigen.
Right. Maybe she means physically big, like she wants to give birth to a race of giants. Also, it's going to hurt coming out.
Mm.
But maybe that's her ambition, that she wants to give birth to a race of giants rather than the number of them be the biggest. I mean, she's not been clear, I assume, on that.
No, she hasn't. I should have thought of that, really.
Yeah. That's
next time, John, if you could just think a bit ahead.
Do your research.
Biggest baby ever born. Yeah.
Great. Actually, do you know what? I think what I might be wrong on this, but my old boss, when I used to work somewhere else, when he was born, I'm pretty sure this is accurate, was the biggest baby ever born in Britain at the time.
What?
Yeah, really? Seriously.
How big was he?
I can't remember. It's a long time ago. But
I was quite a big baby.
I'm not surprised. You're a great big ginger freak. Dave came out that size. Look at him. Your poor mother.
It's fine, because I can take this slack from John, because then I just look at him, and then I look down, and then I go, yeah, it's fine.
Very good. But I'm sure my old boss was, at one point, the biggest. I'm going to have to look this up now. I might have dreamt this. And I'm sure it was. He was the biggest baby ever to be born in Britain up to that date. Sure it's true.
What was he called?
Rob something.
Rob. Oh, what am I going to Google?
Just put Rob, big baby.
Biggest baby ever.
And he was, I mean, this is like, he's dead now, Rob. So it's probably going back a while. Like, it would have been the 50s or the 40s or something, probably. He's my old boss at something.
So in the 40s or 50s?
Maybe. I don't know how old he was, but. Anyway, while Dave does that, finally...
I was going to say, would you like some Justin Bieber news?
Oh, I don't want anything else more.
Mm. Well, he accidentally hit a photographer outside a church in Los Angeles. He didn't hit him with a fist, he hit him with a car.
Yeah.
He stayed with the photographer for 10 minutes until the police and the paramedics arrived.
Great showbiz news there. Thank you very much, John, for coming in for that.
No, that was a pleasure.
Back to Hawksby and Jacobs, then.
Back to sport.
Enjoy. Right, that was splendid. A man from TalkSport who knows nothing of or has any interest in showbiz, bringing us your Friday roundup of showbiz. So, still to come on the programme, if we get the right phone number, we'll be talking to Dave Mustaine, off of Metallica, of course, and now the frontman of Megadeth. He's going to be talking to us on the programme. We'll also be road testing some new ice cream. I've no idea why. It's Cornelius set it up. But apparently that's going to happen. That's on. We're going to be bringing you live music on the programme, because that's what we do on a Friday, while we drag a busker in from the streets to take us into the weekend with that busking music. Big debate at 3 o'clock, of course. And work experience punch. There's a lot happening today. There's a lot of it.
Too much.
There's probably too much, but, you know, that's what we're
here. Do you need anything over at Hawksby and Jacobs? Because we've got some spare.
We've got some spare stuff.
We could borrow the busker.
You could have the busker. Yeah. Could have the busker after we've had the busker.
You're not having the ice cream, that's all I'll say. Yeah.
Do you want a work experience called Stuart to review some films for you?
Our work experience didn't turn up this week.
There
so
you go.
If we could.
Sorted.
That'd be great.
Good. All on the way. Small matter of headline hijack, though. We need someone to have put their made-up news lie in the actual bulletin that's forthcoming. Cornelius has the name of the winner.
It's Malcolm.
Thank you, Malcolm. Where's Malcolm from, Dave?
Devonshire.
Thank you. On the way next, Talk Radio in the afternoon. It's Friday. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
We got entertainment, and we're not afraid to use it. Talk Radio. Uber on Talk Radio. Work or not at the touch of a button. Uber. Where to?
My name is Kandas. I'm 34 years old, football lover, father of one. I live in Northeast London. Before I became partner with Uber, I was working as a parcel delivery driver. It was a bit of a nightmare. So much pressure. You know, it mentally affects you. I heard about Uber just end of 2014. Everything's done by app. No one's giving you pressure. You get to meet quite a lot of people, especially at nighttime after 12. So it's really fun talking to them. I've got more freedom. I can work the time I want. I really enjoy what I'm doing. I can see my daughter more often now. She's in year 7 now, so I got more time for her. I'm visiting more countries now, and I'm going to do a few more educational courses as well.
Uber on Talk Radio. Work or not at the touch of a button. Uber. Where to? Visit uber.com/driveuk to find out more.
This August, Macmillan Cancer Support needs you to brave the shave and help raise money for men, women and children with cancer.
I'm braving the shave for my mum to let her know I'm here for her.
I'm shaving my head to support people facing cancer.
I'm braving the shave in memory of my grandma. I think she'd be proud of me.
I'm shaving my head to support my brother.
Whatever your reason for braving the shave this summer, you'll be doing something truly amazing to support people affected by cancer. So go on, sign up today at bravetheshave.org.uk or search Brave the Shave.
Back a bit. No. Forward. A bit more. Now, back. Forward. Wait. Forward.
At Valent, we can't help you get your van into the tightest spaces, but our award-winning EcoFit Pure Boilers with their rear flue option are designed to easily fit into small cupboards. And a boiler and flue pack costs from just £750 plus 20% VAT. Valent, with you all the way. Just search Valent EcoFit for more.
Back a bit. Perfect.
Welcome to New Sky Sports. Now with new channels dedicated to the sports you love.
Final act then of an unforgettable drama here at Trent Bridge.
The history books rewritten by 12 heroes in Chicago.
Lewis Hamilton wins the Abu Dhabi Grand Prix.
Feel every moment with new channels dedicated to the Premier League, cricket, golf, football, plus our dedicated F1 channel, New Sky Sports. Feel it all.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A new kind of talk radio. We'll get you talking. Talk Radio.
At just after 2. Good afternoon, I'm John Holmes. Here's Victoria. She's got the latest news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, man accused of Grenfell Tower fraud appears in court. Why drinking alcohol might not be good for us. And Trump's communications chief's apology.
Talk Radio.
A man has pleaded not guilty to fraud charges over the Grenfell Tower fire. Anne Newen has appeared in court after being accused of pretending to have lost family members in the disaster in order to obtain cash. Alex Dibble was at Southwark Crown Court for Talk Radio.
It's alleged the 52-year-old didn't live in the tower but turned up at the relief centre claiming his wife and son had died in the blaze and he'd lost all his worldly possessions. The court heard he received money, was put up in a Holiday Inn, and over the next 2 weeks received food and clothing from charities trying to help the victims. Mr. Newen looked emotionless as he pleaded not guilty. He'll go on trial in December.
Meanwhile, the leader of Kensington and Chelsea Council says it will cooperate fully with police investigations. The authority and the tenancy organisation that ran the tower is being investigated for possible corporate manslaughter. The Chancellor has dismissed suggestions of a sea border between Britain and Ireland after Brexit. The new Irish Prime Minister reportedly wants customs and immigration checks moved away from the land border to ports and airports. He's rejected Theresa May's proposals to use technology such as surveillance cameras instead. A new study suggests drinking alcohol 3 or 4 times a week could significantly protect against developing diabetes. Researchers found wine is the most effective at reducing the risk, while gin could actually increase the chance of women developing the condition. Dan Howarth is from Diabetes UK.
The study doesn't actually go into the physiological reasons as to why alcohol might be preventing type 2 diabetes. And although it is a big study, I don't think it's any reason for us to change our practice or our current recommendations.
And Donald Trump's new communications chief says an extraordinary tirade against some of his senior colleagues was a mistake. Anthony Scaramucci told journalists that White House Chief of Staff Reince Priebus was a paranoid schizophrenic.
We've been enjoying the Scaramucci tale.
Have you DM'd him yet?
No.
Because I think you should.
Yeah, in case you're just tuning in, what happened was that this morning when I looked at Scaramucci's Twitter feed to read this stuff he's been tweeting, the first thing I noticed was that he follows me on Twitter. And I've no idea why. Quite odd. And I was sort of staring at it thinking, well, this can't be right. But then I looked again, and yeah, he follows me on Twitter. So politely, I followed him back. So I should DM him, shouldn't I?
Yeah, you should.
I might DM him a picture of me attempting to do what he suggested that Steve Bannon, the chief strategist, does, which was to basically pleasure himself.
Stop it.
In the mouth region.
Yeah. No.
Which is physically impossible, is all I'm saying.
Don't know, the way you put it, you just eat some ice cream. And you're pleasuring your mouth region.
Well, it's lucky you should say that, because we have some ice cream tasting coming up, apparently.
Yes.
Oh, slick.
Later, wasn't it? and only Dave Mustaine out of off of Megadeth joining us as well this afternoon. I mean, that is a Friday show, Victoria.
And we've got some pre-recorded sport.
And not just some weather.
Radio, national weather.
Yeah. So, turning wetter in the south this afternoon.
Well, it would
and
if
into
you could do
evening.
That trick.
John, that's so inappropriate.
All right.
Stop dwelling on it. You're thinking about it too much. Anyway, sunny spells and showers in the north. Please stop miming it.
All
highs
right.
are 22 degrees.
And now here's Tim Humphrey with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
With Selco Builders Warehouse. Thousands of trade products to buy online and deliver to your door the next day. Selco's got it.
Selco is where the trade goes.
Good afternoon, I'm Tim Humphrey. England went to lunch on 269 for 6 on day 2 of the third Investec test with South Africa at the Oval. Alistair Cook went for 88 this morning and Johnny Bairstow for 36. Chelsea boss Antonio Conte has told us to expect more from them in this summer's transfer window. The Premier League champions have spent nearly £150 million so far. The Blues are now linked with Arsenal's Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain and Everton midfielder Ross Barkley. Javier Hernandez says he turned down other clubs to join West Ham. The former Manchester United striker has moved from Bayer Leverkusen for £16 million. Hernandez is happy he has a chance to settle in before the start of the new season.
I had another options, one in Spain, two in Italy, and in the last two transfers I made it in the last day. No, and now it was like more calm, was a little bit better, and thankfully I'm here in West Ham where I wanted to be.
Lewis Hamilton finished third fastest in the first practice session ahead of the Hungarian Formula One Grand Prix. Red Bull's Daniel Ricciardo was quickest. Kimi Raikkonen was second. That's the latest sport, powered by TalkSport.
And finally, a Brexit theme park is to open in Skegness with rides and attractions themed around the UK's decision to leave the EU. Rides will include a drop tower called the Pound Sterling, a haunted house with zombie Nigel Farage figures, and a model railway in which all the wheels come off halfway down the track.
Thank you very much indeed, Victoria, there with the news. And Tim with the pre-recorded sport. In this half an hour, Megadeth and ice cream.
Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Evil lurks in the hearts of men.
To some, it was a miracle. Others called it the triumph of illiteracy. Radio. It revolutionized the way people learned about their world.
Oh my, get out of the way, please.
It changed forever the way people would be entertained.
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
On Talk Radio.
For those about to talk,
we salute you.
Play Misty for me.
So still to come then, between now and 4 o'clock, when we stop doing this. Work experience punditry's on the way. Our work experience Stuart will be here to bring you the films that you should be watching this weekend. There's the big debate at 3 o'clock. There is a man in a lift called Khan. Hi, Khan.
Hello.
He will take all of the texts and tweets we get from the haters and the abusers on social media. We don't ban them. We don't block them. We don't report them. We don't delete them. What we do is we take all of the hate we've got over the past 5 days. We give it to Cornelius, Khan, and he reads it out loud as the lift... He's doing it in a lift. As the lift travels downwards through the building, it's a feature we call condescending. We've also got live music from a busker we will be dragging in from the streets to perform for you. And don't forget as well, it's Some Request Friday. If you'd like a request, a speech or a talk as a dedication, then we can do that for you on a Friday. Radio 2 do all Request Friday with music. We can't. Our licence doesn't allow us to do that. The clue is in the name, Talk Radio. So if you'd like to request a speech or a talk, get in touch, 87222.
Start your message with the word
talk. Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
And now, well, on the... We could have planned this better, because this could have been done a week ago when it was really, really hot. But now it isn't. Let's do some ice cream. So there is a man called Sam. Sam is here. Hello, Sam.
Hello, hello.
Sam Bompas, right?
Yeah, that's right, from Bompas and Parr.
That's right, Bompas and Parr. And I'm going to call... I think you describe yourself, as I'm right, as an architectural foodsmith.
That's one thing we've recalled. Mainly we just try and do delicious stuff with food that puts a smile on people's faces.
Well, already it has, because you've brought us stuff.
And, ice cream, and ice cream.
You've already dished out a load of bowls. Shut up now.
Ice cream.
That don't... I mean, the reason you're here, right, apart from the fact you're you've got something to plug, that's fine. But obviously it's because Cornelius just gets excited when things come into the studio. Be it ice cream, Sam, be it puppies. He doesn't care. He'll eat both of them. And that's fine. But you have already put on the table bowls of what my children would call sprinkles. But I
Absolutely.
Imagine... Are they called sprinkles? Is that official? Or?
Yeah, they can be sprinkles, that's or hundreds
fine.
Of thousands.
That's fine. Okay, Cornelius, can you start counting just to make sure that's accurate? So, Sam, from Bompas and Parr, what is it that you're flogging?
So, actually, what we're here to do is give you an ice cream adventure, a flavour journey across Merlin's attractions across London.
Yeah.
And they've launching a new opportunity called the London Big Ticket, which means that you can go and see all of your favourite attractions in one day for less. So it's, you can go to the London Dungeon or Shrek's Adventure.
Yes.
Or the London Eye and SeaWorld in all in one go.
I thought you'd say in Orlando then. I was thinking, that's a bit of a leap.
No, the London Aquarium.
Yeah, I know it. But the idea is that you've taken these iconic visitor attractions and you are creating ice cream that goes with them.
Yes, so we've been on a flavour quest, visiting all of those different attractions and then trying to be inspired by what would that be as a compelling ice cream
right,
flavour.
Right, so SeaWorld's the interesting one, because presumably it's going to have to taste of fish.
Well, they've already got fish food, haven't they, Ben and Jerry, so...
Don't mention the rivals, Dave, the man sitting in front of you.
No, so for Sea Life, actually that's one of my favourites, and in fact it's been so popular when we've been doing it, there's just one left for the Sea Life ice cream.
All right, okay.
And it's really rather sophisticated, so... If you look at it,
it's blue.
Lurid. It's bright blue.
Yeah. Oh, my days.
But have you got a spoon?
I've given you a fistful of spoons.
Yeah. Let's pass this round. And so this is a sea salt and water mint ice cream.
Sea salt and water mint?
Yeah. So you can imagine yourself underneath that glass dome ceiling at the Sea Life Aquarium. Imagine smelling all of the water mint. And they've got, and then what we're asking people to do as well is mix and match. So take your ice cream and dive in. These what you call the sprinkles, represent the toppings. They represent all of the attractions as well.
Is this the Sea Life one?
Yeah, so that's the Sea Life one. They've got a new jellyfish adventure there as well. So you've got some blackcurrant jellies and some seahorses. But you don't have to just stick with that one. You can put on top the London Eye topping.
So this is quite... I mean, who came up with it? Was this you or them?
Yes, this is something we've been working on for about the past 6 months.
Because it's quite a nice... I mean, on the surface of it, you go... Why? What? And then you go, oh, this is quite clever. Because, you know, it's tying in two brands. That's fine. That's how the world works. But it gives you a chance to, I guess, experiment a little bit with these, you know. I like the way you walked around some attractions and just got inspiration for flavours from them.
Well, I think it also takes you, from a culinary perspective, into some quite strange realms.
Yeah.
Now, while that one's classy, we're going to go to some quite unusual places.
By the way, we need to talk about that before we move on.
Yeah, because it sounded disgusting, but it's actually really delicious.
That is amazing. So remind me of it. What is it again, the blue one?
So that is for Sea Life London, and that is sea salt and water mint.
It's very good. I don't think I've ever tasted anything quite like that.
What is water mint?
So water, it's just a variety of mint. There are literally hundreds of varieties of mint, but this is one that grows in water. And if you thought that was interesting, just wait till you get on to London. That's the tip of the iceberg.
Yeah, the tip of the sea world iceberg, as it were. But that is really. I mean, that is an iceberg. I haven't tasted that sort of flavour before. That is very nice.
Mm.
So, not that you need my approval, Sam, but that's very good.
Brilliant. Okay. I'm so pleased. And the good thing as well is all of your listeners as well can try them out.
Mm.
So on the 1st and 2nd of August, if you get along to the London Eye or Madame Tussauds. Then you can have them for free. You can go on your own flavour quest.
And they give it to you as you get you go in, essentially. So you can smear ice cream on models in...
No, don't do that. don't encourage that.
Let me know when you're ready for a second one.
I'm ready now.
Ready.
Okay, well, I've never been more ready.
So here we go. So we're going to move over to the Madame Tussauds ice cream. We'll pass this round.
Okay.
And so, talk about smearing models. This is almost as if you're licking a model. So crack into it.
That's an inappropriate phrase, but okay.
There we've...
I'll be able to tell you if that's correct.
Very waxy.
So it's super... It's a pie end to the bees that make the wax that go into the models. So we've got a beeswax, pollen, and honey ice cream.
That
is super, super, super sweet, but super tasty.
Beeswax, pollen, and honey.
So that's our Madame Tussauds.
It's not honey G flavour, is it? We're talking about.
No. And you can put on some of the other different toppings as well. So I'd recommend with that maybe some of these capsules that we have for the London Eye.
Is that this
and
one?
The clouds? No, that's rather more intimidating. That's the London Dungeon topping there.
That's like peppercorns.
So this is
that right?
Pretty good. This is representing some of the more murky aspects of London history. Right. I'm sure we'll get onto that.
I realise what we've done now is fall into the Paul Ross trap of trying food on air. That's more interesting for us than it is for anyone listening. But I'm happy with that because we've got free
ice cream. It's fine, isn't it?
It's very good.
I think the one you're tasting at the moment is definitely one of my favourites. All the wax that's going into there, just like seeing all the figures at Madame Tussauds. It's fun. You can tell that when we're in our studio's kitchen, so we've got something that looks a bit like a lab. There was a lot of flavours, a lot of hot debate about what we'd use to make the chilled desserts.
Yeah. So we've tried Sea Life Centre. We've tried Madame Tussauds, and let me reiterate, if you go to one of these attractions this summer, you get this stuff for free, and it's quite delicious.
Should say the 1st and 2nd of August.
Sorry, the 1st, well, that is this summer, to be more specific, otherwise the clamouring of people hammering on the door, where's my ice cream? No, not today, so you're right. So what else, go on, give me...
So next up is London Dungeon, and this is actually quite intimidating.
Okay.
When you look at it, and you each got your own pot of this one.
Oh my god!
Right.
It's so scary, there's not been as much eaten yet.
It's grey!
But it's a... kind of grey black ice cream.
Oh my days.
It's pretty. It's like pretty intense. Now the flavour of this is.
And let me see if I can guess. Don't tell me.
Okay, have a go.
Yeah. Okay, let's see if we can guess what flavour it is. So this is an ice cream in a tub, as you'd expect it to be served. But it is. It's definitely dark grey, which is weird for ice cream. So it looks weird. Now hang on.
Looks like cement.
Like
cement.
Oh, hang on. Tastes like coal.
You're almost there. You're getting
charcoal.
There. So this is a charcoal ice cream.
Yay! Come
and then
on.
It's a smoked one, so you get these smoky flavours lingering on and on.
Yeah.
And where we're going with this is we thought about the London Dungeon, the Great Fire of London attraction.
Yeah.
So this is the Great Fire of London from 1666 in an ice cream form.
Wow. That does it just does taste like charcoal, but in a creamy way.
And what it's so good. It's such an unusual combination of flavours.
It really is weird.
What you're finding now as well is that charcoal's coming back in a big way. So there are a lot of healthy drinks being made with it.
Yeah.
Even cocktails. You go and get a black cocktail. But
what,
I think this is probably
little,
my favourite iteration.
Little pieces of charcoal to put on.
No. So that, well, again, you're going to mix it up. So I'd even recommend some of the glittery stardust there, because these are all
we've got bowls of sprinkles toppings and so forth and toppings that we're being encouraged to put on here.
So this is you're eating the physical embodiment of the London Big Ticket. The idea that you can go to two of these amazing attractions in one day.
It does feel like I have gone into London Dungeon and licked the wall. That's what it tastes like, but in a good way, Sam.
Well, this is what I quite like. Going to London Dungeon, it's a little bit scary, but you definitely leave it smiling. And I think that's what happens.
It's smoky. It's got a smokiness to it, though.
Yeah, it just lingers on and on in the palate. And one of the things that is even more surprising is that this ice cream may be good for you in some way. So people are rhapsodising about the health benefits of charcoal.
Yeah.
So it can be teeth whitening.
And the other good news is, of course, you could draw pictures with it. So, you know, on the sort of art. Right, okay, we're running out of time, so let's move.
We've got two more to do as well. So let's start with a London ice cream.
Very good. London ice cream, yep.
And so this is inspired by the sunrise and sunset.
This is salmon coloured.
Yeah, so sunrise and sunset going on there.
Should we guess the flavour again?
Yep.
This is...
I'm going to say salmon.
No.
Hang on.
Is that chocolate chips in it?
No, so inside the inclusions, it's a load of popping candy. So that's just like the fireworks that are launched off for the New Year's Eve, launched off the London Eye.
It's fruity.
Is it? It tastes chocolatey to me.
You're both wrong. this is a honeycomb going on in there.
Is it?
So really, really delicious, and it's got a lemon ripple.
Lemon. Lemon's a fruit, Sam.
So you've got the lemon ripple, and what that does is it changes with each bite, because you'll get more or less of the ripple. Presumably, I've not had much of the ripple in mine, but that's representing the changing light. When you're on the London Eye, going up, going down,
I like
sunrise
this.
And sunset,
I like this.
Possibly seeing London in its best light.
It's going to be my favourite one so far.
Well, you've got one more to try. You ready for it?
Yeah, I definitely am.
So this is Shrek's Adventure London in an ice cream.
It's green. It's got to be green.
Oh my god! It's a very
holidays.
This is an intimidating green.
It's like a light source. Right.
This is the best Friday ever, by the way.
Yeah.
And the listeners sitting there thinking, this is the worst radio I've ever... But no.
So bite into this. This is, if you let it linger on your palate, it comes with a sort of gunning, ripping, powerful afterbite. So it's got super, super large amounts of malic acid, which is that same bit of acidity that you find when you're eating an apple. So it's totally natural.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
But I think it's really rather powerful, this one. So you could put some of the London Dungeon black toppings on it, black sugar balls on it.
You get
that double attraction. They're right by each other, and you get both of the London Big Ticket.
What are the bits in this one?
So the inclusions are a toffee.
Inclusion, sorry.
So that's a technical term.
Come on, Dave.
So
what's the bits in this cold water I've got? I've got a bit of frozen stuff. Go on, sorry.
So this is, again, all inspired by Shrek.
Yeah.
For Shrek's Adventure in London.
Why have you got a bottle of ketchup?
You can actually put on that. Some of your London Dungeon sauce, because while you're at the Shrek's Adventure in London, you might also want to go to the London Dungeon as well. And with your big ticket, London, you can do both. But less.
It does look like ketchup, even when squeezed.
Yeah.
Is it?
Look at that.
That's got... Yeah, it does.
All right, well, look,
so it's actually, well, can you guess what it is? Or do you want to not play this game anymore?
No.
Is it kiwi or something?
Is it blood?
It's not blood.
Okay.
Good. But it does look like it's obviously from the London.
Check it over,
Dom. It has a consistency
of ketchup, certainly. There's no doubt.
It is a delicious strawberry coulis, yeah. So that'll go really well with the apples from the Shrek's Adventure London.
Oh, yeah.
He's right, it does. Now, tell us, once again, Sam, from Bombers and Par, manufacturers of splendid flavoured ice cream that's weird colours but tastes delicious, when we can go to these London attractions and taste the very essence of our tickets.
Fantastic. So if you want to experience the London attractions, Merlin's attractions, on your palate, head to Madame Tussauds and the London Eye on the 1st and 2nd of August. And you'll be able to have your very own flavour adventure.
I was thinking you can make a different ice cream for each show on Talk Radio.
Oh, that's good.
Oh my God, what do they taste like?
Well, Paul Ross, sort of.
Julia Brewer.
Yeah.
Which do you think is going to be the tastiest?
This show, definitely this show.
Fantastic. Yeah. Well, we'll get thinking.
We'll get you onto that. But very quickly before you go...
A nice vanilla for Penny Smith.
So Bombers and Par, how long have you been doing this, Sam? And making... Because you start with jellies and stuff, right?
Oh, we still love jellies as well. Yeah. So we started off with making jellies about 10 years ago.
Okay. What led you into that? What made you go, I know what I'm going to do with my life?
Oh, just the joy of jelly.
Did you do wrestling in it as a kid or something?
No, but it's one of those things. It's much like this ice cream. You put a jelly on the table and everyone starts smiling.
Yeah.
And so we very quickly quit normal jobs to pursue a life of making strangely flavoured foods.
You certainly do.
And hopefully putting on fun events for people to come down to.
There we go. That's Sam Bompas from Bompas and Par. Maker Food Smiths. I'm going to go with that. I like that. There you go. You could, if you're going to one of those London attractions, the Merlin attractions, they own all those things we've been talking about across London, and you'll get the ice cream. You'll get ice cream that tastes of the place you're visiting. Unbelievable. Sam, thank you for coming in and bringing us ice cream. Hopefully, in the rest of the programme, there'll be other stuff. And I don't know that it's going to be as exciting as ice cream.
I'm not going to talk for the rest of it because I've got 4 tubs of ice cream to eat.
Okay, let's press on and see how we go. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Talk Radio. Listen. Phone. Talk.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
I am Alfa Romeo, created by racing legends and innovated for a century with uncompromising Italian style and spirit. Test me now.
This July, test drive the Alfa Mito, Giulietta, 4C or Giulia and receive an extra £2,250 contribution in addition to other promotions, but only till July 31st.
Contact your local dealer now or search Alfa Test Me.
Offer on new Mito, Giulietta, 4C and Giulia, excluding Quadrifoglio. Ordered by 31st July and registered by 30th September 2017. 2250 includes VAT, excludes PCH. Retail customers and participating dealers only. T's and C's apply.
At Homebase, we're all about summer value for your garden. Like this Qualcast electric hover lawnmower was £69.94, now only £49. Homebase, always low prices.
The only toys I played with were building blocks. No great shock then when I got a job as a labourer. But I struggled to climb the career ladder on a construction site. So I downed tools and joined the Navy, where I picked up new ones. And started to build. My skills, my confidence, a career. I used to feed a cement mixer. Now I feed a crew of 300. As a chef. Me, Matthew. Born in Edinburgh, made in the Royal Navy. Start your journey. Search Made in the Royal Navy.
If you pay for something, you should get to keep it, right? Yet with most mobile networks, you have to say goodbye to any data you haven't used at the end of every month. So say hello to Sky Mobile, the only network to automatically roll over all your unused data every month. And no matter what plan you choose, your data is yours to keep for 3 years. Plans start from £5 a month, and Sky TV customers also get free unlimited calls and texts. Search Sky Mobile and say hello to rolling your data with plans from £5 a month. Sky, believe in better. 12-month minimum term. Free calls and texts to standard UK numbers as a Sky TV customer. Standard price, £10. Acceptable use policy and terms apply. Redeem data per 1 gigabyte.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
London bound side of the M4 through Berkshire still very slow. That's following an accident between 13 at Cheveley and 12 for the A4. All lanes have now reopened, but delays do remain. The rolling roadblock in operation westbound on the M62 through West Yorkshire. Stationary traffic is due to recovery work of a broken down abnormal load. are between 25 at Brick House and 24 at Hamley Top. And the northbound side of the M5 through the West Midlands a struggle through the road of Erks, Junction 2 at Albury, up towards Junction 1 for West Brom. I'm Stephen Beach.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
She's still eating. Still eating ice cream.
I think we should get on from the ice cream now.
I can't, I've not finished it.
I got four tubs left.
Okay, see if you can do them in the next 4 minutes.
We can talk about them.
The worst thing was
we
when
can talk
they
about
emailed.
Them honestly now, can't we?
Yeah, yeah. When I got the email,
yeah.
They said, how much ice cream do you want us to bring? Is it just like 5 pots or enough for the whole office?
Yeah.
I went, oh, the whole office, they'll love it.
Yeah.
But what we've done
is eaten, all
is eaten an office worth of ice cream. And now what we have is some quite angry sort of background staff through the glass.
Yeah. And
who I had told this morning, oh, yeah. come in at 2.
Yeah, get the ice cream. So we've got angry, what we've got is angry background staff and problems with our digestion. You listen to Talk Radio in the afternoons. It is a Friday. I'm John Holmes, and I promised you that we would be talking to Dave Mustaine, the former guitarist with Metallica, of course, and now frontman of one of the best thrash metal bands in the world, Megadeth. I promised you that. What ice cream is that?
Madame Tussauds with some little fish in it from SeaWorld.
Okay. But it's not happening because yet another Talk Radio cluster F word has
Dave, you spoke to a man, didn't you?
Has reared its head. So let's give some background on this. So yesterday or the day before, celebrity booker Johnny came in here while we were on air, waited for the adverts to come on, and then said to me, "Do you want the
Metallica frontman?"
Metallica frontman Lars Ulrich. That's what he said. And I went, "You're absolutely right. When's he coming on?" He said, "Oh, Friday." I said, "Yeah, great." Some hours went by, and then it transpired. He goes, "Oh no, it's not the Metallica frontman. It's the I got that wrong. He's the man who booked it. It's the guitarist from Metallica." I said, "Okay, fine. Yeah, all right. Kirk Hammett. Is that going to come on? Is it Kirk Hammett? I'm a big Metallica fan. I'm going to see Metallica live. You know, so this is great." And then he goes, he goes, "Yeah, that's right." And then he comes back. "No, it's not him. It's Dave Mustaine." Out of Metallica. And I went to him, "Dave Mustaine isn't in Metallica. He was in Metallica, like for 2 years or something."
He got fired, didn't he?
Yeah. And then he formed Megadeth and went on to great success in Megadeth, who have often shared a bill with Metallica. So you've got the wrong band and the wrong person to start with. And he goes, "Yeah, all right, well, it's him." I said, "Yeah, of course I want to talk to Dave Mustaine. Who wouldn't? Bloody brilliant. Love Dave Mustaine." And then we tried to get him on the phone just now, because that's what we were supposed to do. And it, to cut a long story short, the end.
That's literally what happened.
I mean, you spoke to... So Dave, you went to sort this call out.
I spoke to Chris, manager.
Dave Mustaine's manager, right?
I believe.
Just now, just like before the ice cream.
Yeah, just before the ice cream.
Yeah.
Because he was on at 2, wasn't he?
Yeah.
And Chris said, "Hey, how you doing?" He's very nice, Chris.
Great.
Then he said, "Oh, I'll just get Dave for you." And then left the phone.
Yeah.
I timed it, 4.5 minutes.
Yeah, thinking he's just Dave's maybe in the loo.
Yeah. I just thought Dave's probably doing...
He is Dave Mustaine, and he is a rock god, but he still has to go for a poo, doesn't he?
Yeah, exactly.
So he's probably...
It's 2 o'clock number two, probably.
Yeah, got to fetch him.
And I thought, that's fine, I'll give him the benefit of the doubt. Yeah. Then just as the adverts were ending, he comes back and goes, "Can I call you back in 10 minutes? I was like, "Well, you don't have my number, but sure. I'll call you back."
Yeah.
10 minutes, which is inconveniently 10 minutes after we wanted him.
Yeah, well, this happens.
But
this
I thought,
fine.
That's great. We'll
it's
flip
live
some stuff
radio,
around.
That's
we'll
the nature of the beast.
And I said to him, "It's fine, we'll have the ice cream now." And he didn't know what that meant.
Obviously.
And then that happened. Then we did the ice cream, then we went to call him back. Yeah. And he's now in Finland, I think.
He got to Finland quick.
Yeah, is that what happened?
So he's... So when we phoned him back...
Yeah, Con phoned him back.
He's in... What happened then?
It was Chloe, tech op. Chloe.
Chloe.
Hi, Chloe.
Put your mic on there.
Hi. So you phoned Dave Mustaine's manager back to try and get Dave Mustaine on the phone, as arranged.
Yes.
And what happened then?
Dave said that...
Dave said...
No.
Chris.
Wait. Chris said that Dave is in Finland.
Right.
And he can't get hold of him right now.
So he went off for 4.5 minutes to check Dave.
I love that he's just looking around the house.
Yeah.
Dave? Yeah. Dave, mate. Dave, radio's on the phone.
Yeah, radio's. He's not here. Where is he?
He's in Finland.
I feel like there's an episode of Get Him to the Greek in real life.
Anyway.
Actually, weirdly, there's a made an ice cream flavour of one of Johnny Celebrity Booker's promises
yeah.
in this pot. Yeah, do you want to see it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's empty, isn't it? Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
empty. Empty promises there. Well, anyway, we hope to get Dave Mustaine.
That was a long-winded set of that.
But, but it kind of worked, and he's accurate. Maybe on Monday we'll get Dave Mustaine on. You know, he's got stuff, he's got a flog, so
Chris
he might
is going
well.
To call us back to arrange another date.
There we go. So we might yet still talk to Dave Mustaine out of Offer Metallica and now Megadeth. But we just thought we'd bring you there the story behind the scenes of the total shambles that is this. Right, in the next half an hour, work experience. Anyone check the work experiences here? I'm ready to go.
He's
fine. In Finland.
Yeah, Stuart's here. I don't care if he's in Finland. He's got to get back in time. He's going to be here. He's going to be reviewing stuff. It's mainly films for the weekend. Work experience punditry on the way. Talk radio in the afternoons. Victoria has the news headlines.
Talk radio.
A man accused of pretending his family died in the Grenfell Tower disaster to get compensation has pleaded not guilty. Anne Nguyen is accused of saying he lost relatives in the disaster so he could get cash. The MP for Kensington, Emma Dent Coates, says senior councillors and decision makers linked to the Grenfell Tower refurbishment cannot stay in their roles. It's after police said there are grounds for corporate manslaughter charges. The leader of Kensington and Chelsea Council, Elizabeth Campbell, says it's important people who live near the tower hear exactly why the disaster happened.
The Grenfell residents have been, you know, they deserve an answer to their question, so I'm very glad that the investigation's starting, and we'll do everything that we can as a council to help the police in their investigation.
The government says it can't create a border between Northern Ireland and Great Britain after we leave the EU. The Irish Prime Minister says there should be a sea border with customs and immigration checks moved to ports and airports. Contractors working on the Crossrail project have been fined more than £1 million after two workers were injured and another died. Three firms pleaded guilty to three offences following an investigation. 56 people are now known to have been injured after a commuter train crashed in Barcelona this morning. An investigation is underway after it hit the buffers at Francia Stadium. A study suggests drinking alcohol several times a week can reduce the chance of developing diabetes. Wine was found to be the most effective. And the smallest school in Britain is to close when its only pupil moves to secondary school. Tian Scott has attended North Ronaldsay Primary in Orkney for several years. The weather turning wetter in the south throughout the afternoon and into this evening, but some sunny spells and showers in the north, highs of 22 degrees. There's more in 26 minutes.
There is, and there's also more in 1 hour, where Victoria will be here with today's edition of her special bonus news. There to make the time up, because her bulletins are shorter, she gets paid the same, that's not fair. So she makes the time up with animal news, vegetable news or mineral news. Today it's...
Vegetable news.
Vegetable news. Anything yet?
Vegetable news.
That's right, anything yet?
No, but I did have a... Never mind. I was going to say, I dreamt about vegetable news the other day.
Did you?
Yeah. It was really... It wasn't great.
What vegetable did you dream about?
It was about cabbage.
Not the answer I was expecting, but okay.
Yeah, it wasn't one of those dreams.
Oh. Right, there's Victoria there. She'll be back with the vegetable news in an hour's time.
Vegetable news.
That's right. Next, work experience. Punditry.
Fungus
no,
news.
No, not fungus news.
Start your engines, petrol heads, and don't miss the Motor Show. It's automotive for the people on your radio. Sports cars, pickups, 4x4s, GTI or coupe. What convertible is best to buy for a bloke who wears a toupee? He's the motor mouth with the V8 brain. His car know-how is stunning. Listen to Revved Up Andy J and get your motor running.
The Motor Show with Andy J.
Expert car talk that doesn't use a sneaky gadget to improve emissions.
Tomorrow afternoon from 3 on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, yes, good afternoon and welcome. It is Talk Radio. I am John Holmes. And, yes, still to come, live music on the programme. There will be live music as we drag another busker in off the streets and force them to perform for us at microphone point. And don't forget, it is Some Request Friday. That is where you get to choose speeches and talks we can't do music as requests because we're at Talk Radio Station. It's a rule. Yeah. It's an Ofcom thing. Whereas, of course, over on Radio 2, Simon Mayo does it on a Friday, doesn't he? Speeches and talks. Mm. Not speeches, talks.
Music.
Music. But we're not allowed to. But we've still stolen the idea. But if you want a speech or a talk you'd like to hear as a request or dedication, then you know how to get in touch. 87222.
Start your message with the word
Talk. Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any speech you like.
So this is one that's come in. Hi, John. John, Con, Marta, Ma, Clo, Rory, Brad, Pandora, Vicky B, Silly Gillies. Dave. What a rocking day I'm having. I'm about to go on stage with my Aha tribute band. We call ourselves Tada. Please could you play How to Order a Pizza Like a Lawyer? It's a TED Talk, is it? It sounds very exciting. It's a TED Talk. It's a classic, John. I don't know whether you've heard it. I don't know this one. But it's always good to discover new talks, isn't it? Because it means you might get into the back catalogue of the speaker and download all their stuff.
Fresh speeches on Talk Radio.
Yeah, thank you. Anyway, John, it's from Stephen in Mulhern. And for you, here it is.
There's a family-owned restaurant in Morton Grove, Illinois, called Burt's Place. It's a pizza joint, but actually more than that, it's the place where you can get the best pan pizza, certainly in the Chicagoland area, and I bet anywhere in the country. The pizza's made by Burt Katz, and it's served to you by Burt's wife, Sharon. Now, let me tell you about a recent trip I made with my family to Burt's. We walked in, seated right away, were served antipasto salads that were phenomenal. Just as we were finishing our salads, the pizza arrives. It's got this caramelized crust around, not too much cheese, the delicious sauce. We ate the pizza, chatting with each other. At one point, Sharon came over, served us some more pizza, chatted with us for a while, compliments to the chef, pay the check, and leave happy. That was our experience the last time we went to Burt's, and that's always our experience at Burt's. Well, now let me tell you about some experiences I've seen other people have at Burt's. I've seen a couple arrive to a restaurant that was basically empty except for us and one other family, and be told they're going to have to wait 2 hours.
Yeah, that's for Stephen in Mulhern there. That's is a TED Talk, How to Order Pizza Like a Lawyer. If you would like a speech or a talk, it's Friday. We say this every week, but if you're on the way away for the weekend, I mean, it's the holidays now, isn't it, for schools and stuff, the holiday season, if you want to go away and you just want to hear something that gets you in that holiday mood or the weekend vibe, and that, I think, you'll agree. I loved it, actually, first time I've heard that. What an anthem. Yeah. Boom!
Windows down one, isn't it? Windows down, driving down the road.
Yeah, speaking along to all the words of that. Anyway, get in touch, 87222.
Start your message with the word Talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Now, Stuart's here. Hi, Stuart.
Hi, John.
No time to talk to you, because we're going to take traffic and travel and then be back with a roundup of work experience punditry. Stuart's our work experience. He's going to be talking films next on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A radio star is born.
You're going to love
Talk Radio.
I used to work in a call centre. Every weekend, instead of being with my man, lost in conversation, I was with customers who'd lost their internet connection. But now I drive with Uber, so I only work weekends when I feel like it.
Oh, the football's on this weekend.
Like this weekend.
Work or not, at the touch of a button. Find out more at uber.com/driveuk. Uber, where to?
When you're on the city and the police on TV, that's amore. When you've got all the matches without any catches, that's amore. When you're on the city and the police on TV, that's amore.
Every match on Sky Sports and BT Sport. This is football from Virgin Media. Cabled areas only. Search Virgin Media Football for more information.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got real deals on a wide range of trade quality building products. In July, we've got a 10-litre tub of white Dulux Trade Supermat for only $26.95 ex-VAT. Now that's a real deal. To find more real deals and your nearest branch, go to selcobw.com.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
Landlords, Direct Line guarantees to beat other insurers' renewal premiums for the same cover. Can your insurance do that? Switch to Direct Line Landlord. New customers only. Qualifying criteria apply. Underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
Ah, Saturday mornings. Caviar with Tomo, bubbles with Merce. But some cheeky blighters want to ruin it. This Saturday, Super 6 have a million of my cash to give away, and it's staying that way until it's won. Predict 6 correct scores and my million's yours. Bang goes my yacht on the Hartlepool Riviera. Soccer Saturday, Super 6. Your Saturday morning sorted. Mine ruined. 18 plus entries must be in by 3 o'clock Saturday. T's and C's apply.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Problems northbound on the M3 through Hampshire at the moment. A lane closed. It's looking very slow. It's due to a tyre change around Junction 9. Winnell roundabout at the A34. Northbound M1 through Bedfordshire, a lane closed due to an accident at Junction 13 for Milton Keynes South. Inside lane closed there. And the southbound side of the M6 through Cheshire, that's very slow. A lane closed due to an accident around Junction 20 at the limb interchange for the A50. Queues back towards Junction 21 with the inside lane closed. So that's the latest. I'm Stephen Beach.
The Unexplained. Sunday night from 10 on Talk Radio.
On The Unexplained with me, Howard Hughes. I want to get your calls and questions to one of this country's most famous science writers and broadcasters. Jim Al-Khalili will be here, and we can talk anything from ET to quantum physics. We talk exorcisms with author and researcher Matt Baglio. Plus, we'll talk with the author who says that he was influenced from beyond the grave by the man who created Sherlock Holmes.
The Unexplained. Sunday night from 10, Earth Time, on Talk Radio.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It is Talk Radio. That little bit of production certainly didn't lie to you. Now, news. There's plenty of it. We've been talking about it, of course. Anthony Scaramucci, the new director of communications at the White House, has had a little bit of a meltdown overnight in America. If you're across that, we were talking about that earlier. He's had a, for someone called Scaramucci, he's had a bit of a swear dango and suggested that the chief strategist from the White House can... it's been hard all afternoon to try and work out the radio-friendly way of saying this, but essentially his little gentle, let's say his trouser companion, he suggested that Steve Bannon could entertain his own gentleman's trouser companion with his mouth area. Something which we think may not... a lot of people have been trying this. It's not possible. Anyway, that's in the news. The Brexit-Irish border, of course. There's much talk about that. Ireland wanting controls at ports and airports. No custom checks at the Irish land border present. But will that come in post-Brexit? There's a lot of people talking about that this afternoon. There's a lot going on. The news is quite complicated.
Oh, I can't get my head around it.
Well, there we go. We can help you, though, by bringing you the news as analysed through short-form Oriental verse. Five syllables, seven syllables, five syllables. It's classic Japanese poetry. It's the news in haikus.
Scaramucci says Trump aide can fellate himself. I'm calling fake news.
Yeah, the news in haikus. So, to work experience, punditry regular listener will know that that's where we drag our work experience in from the office, shove them in front of the microphone, thus giving them proper work experience in the radio industry. We tell them it's to get a leg up, giving them a much-needed boost into the stratosphere of showbiz that radio, of course, is. that's what we told you, isn't it, Stuart?
Still no offers.
No, that's because it's a lie. We only got you in here because you're free.
Yep.
And you got some ice cream.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, but Cornelius has eaten the nice one.
Yeah.
So there it is.
Me the charcoal one.
Yeah, that's weird, isn't it, the charcoal?
Very weird.
Yeah. Look, you've been looking at films for us, and now you're going to tell us what we're going to be doing at the weekend.
Of course. But first I need to ask, what are you guys all up to this weekend?
Are you asking us out on a date,
tonight? No. Oh. What are you up to tonight?
I'm going to play mini golf and then going for a curry.
Okay.
I'm going to see a play.
What play are you going to see?
I don't know what it's called, and I was hoping you weren't going to ask me that, because it's a play my friend is producing.
Awkward.
And I've forgotten what it's called.
I may well just go and go to sleep.
Okay, well, that's almost the right answer.
Yeah.
Instead, you're going to stay up and watch BBC One at 11.05 tonight.
Why?
Because The Sentinel's on.
The Sentinel?
Yes, that's where we're going to start. The BBC TV film tonight.
Go on, tell me about it.
So, it's about a Secret Service agent who is played by Michael Douglas. And he has been he's been framed for the attempted assassination of the President of the United States.
Right, how timely.
Very much so. It's not Donald Trump, though, in the film. It's someone completely different.
Okay.
And what happens is he goes rogue in an attempt to try and find the mole within the Secret Service agent and actually try and clear his name that he's actually being accused of killing the President trying to kill the President.
Have we got a clip?
We have, yes.
This is The Sentinel tonight on BBC One.
It is.
What are you talking about?
Hugo, can you come in here, please? Pete Garrison, Special Agent Ortega with the FBI. What were you doing at the Las Palmas coffee shop?
I was having a cup of coffee.
Takes you 4 hours to have a cup of coffee?
I was killing a few hours at a coffee shop. Is there a problem with that?
Tom DiPaolo said he called you 4 times. You never returned any of his messages. And that you almost missed the Marine One flight yesterday.
They moved the flight up 2 hours. I was in the coffee shop. It was noisy. I couldn't hear my cell phone. What is this, all right? What the hell are you doing following me?
Las Palmas coffee shop is a dead drop for the Barranquilla cartel.
You screwed up, Pete. You walked into a stakeout. I want to know your number one go-to guy at the cartel, and I want to know how you were going to help them kill the President.
Oh.
Yes.
Well, I don't know much about this film. I feel I should. I don't know why. Was it I don't recall it. When was it from?
2006.
Did it do well?
I don't know.
And that's Kiefer Sutherland in there as well.
There is Kiefer Sutherland. Yeah. Also stars Kim Basinger.
Yeah.
And also Eva Longoria.
I don't know why I wasn't familiar. I mean, this sounds like I will watch it.
Yes.
I mean, I won't stay up. I'll record it. But okay. Fine.
Have you ever seen the film Shooter?
Yeah, with Mark Wahlberg. Yeah.
Yes.
Yes, I have.
Similar to that.
Right.
But a bit older. Okay. As such. So all there right. We go. So that's my TV film for tonight.
Okay. Well, it sounds good. Recommended. Well done.
Yes. Now my DVD/Netflix release
yes.
is Okja.
Ah, now this is the one about vegetarians. Is that right?
No, it's about a super pig. That,
sort of, yeah.
There's a vegetarian angle to it, right?
Correct. It's about the meat industry, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's about a US corporation who wants to create a new superfood. The film focuses actually on the relationship between a super pig and a young farm girl from Korea.
I'm going to have to stop you at the phrase super pig. You super are going to have to describe that.
Well, it's not like Spider Pig, like from The Simpsons.
Yes.
Super pig is basically a mutated, genated
pig.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's been made that apparently, according to Mirando, is... what's the word?
Piggy.
No, super environmental friendly, leaves minimal footprint, supposed to be very good for the digestive system, all this, all that.
Right. When you eat it?
When you eat it.
Okay.
And they've actually created 26 of them around the world to kind of grow and reproduce so that there's loads for everyone to eat.
Yeah.
It's pretty much a lie.
Right.
But it focuses on the relationship between the pig and the girl from South Korea and how it's going back to the US to go and be a superfood, really, for everyone.
It sounds utterly dull, but it's got rave reviews, hasn't it?
Yes, I mean, it's a slow starter. Yeah. I don't know if Dave will agree with me, because Dave has said he's seen it.
Yeah.
So.
I have, yeah. Yeah, it's very... I think it's really nicely paced. It doesn't, rush into anything. It's beautifully shot.
But
really nice.
Do you find it is a bit slow at the beginning when they're kind of introducing it? You see the pig and you see the girl.
Yeah, but it doesn't... I don't mind that.
No?
I like that films have the confidence not to just be like... Storyline, move the storyline, plot.
It's done,
like
it's really done very nice, well, hasn't it?
It's
a sort of standout Netflix thing. Yeah. And it was released theatrically in a limited number of cinemas, I think.
Yes, that's right.
And so on, but yeah.
So, yeah, like I say, it follows the relationship. It's very good. And it also, I've actually seen, I've read things about it as well after I watched it, that it may turn you vegan.
Right.
But that's because of the slaughterhouse scene, I suppose.
It is worth saying, it's quite a horrifying film.
Deliberately so.
So the majority of the film isn't, and there's a really, if you are of a certain sensibility, it's really quite harrowing.
Is it sort of vegetarian propaganda? Is that the point of the film?
I don't know, it's to draw light to to the practice of the meat industry, more in the US.
Yeah.
Like, because it's completely deregulated in the US and it's mad.
Yeah.
But yeah, you do watch the whole thing and go, this is because it's quite funny, isn't it? There's bits of it, there's funny jokes in it. It's quite cartoony in certain ways. And then you get to the end and you go, oh, I feel ill.
Right.
Yeah.
Did it put you, it put you off meat?
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
Forever?
Yeah. No. No, I'm a really bad vegetarian.
10 minutes?
Yeah, 10 minutes. Yeah. I didn't eat meat for the rest of that hour.
I was going to say, it didn't put me off.
No, all. Fair enough.
But there was a harrowing scene at the end when they were walking away and...
That spoiler?
No. Okay. No. They threw a pig out over to her to take home with her.
Right.
That's not a spoiler, but...
No.
There. I thought that was quite good.
Okay.
So, anyway, it stars Tilda Swinton.
Yep.
Paul Dano. Stephen Young.
Right.
From Walking Dead, my favourite.
Oh, yeah. Series. Who is he in The Walking Dead?
He was Glenn.
The walking one.
Glenn, all right.
Yeah, the walking one. The one that's still alive.
Not the dead one.
And Jake Gyllenhaal.
Spoiler.
Oh, sorry.
And Jake Gyllenhaal.
Yeah, good.
Yes, and it's also backed by Brad Pitt with his production company,
okay.
Plan B.
All right.
Yes. Do you want to hear a clip?
Yes, we haven't yet, have we? well, then, yes, I do. Yeah.
Last week, we sent the 26 super piglets to the 26 countries where the Mirando offices are located. Each one was given to an esteemed local farmer. I have asked each farmer to raise their special guest, honoring traditional techniques unique to their respective cultures. My top scientists in the Mirando branch offices will be on hand to offer whatever support is required. These little piggies will be the ancestors of a whole new species. Mama Nature's gift. A revolution in the livestock industry. And now we have a competition!
Okja, currently streaming on Netflix. Very well reviewed indeed. And now we come to the cinema film.
Dunkirk,
of course.
Yes.
Of course. This has done quite well.
I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I really liked it. It's set, obviously, World War II.
Yeah.
So between 26th of May and the 4th of June 1940, when the rescue of Dunkirk happened, it follows three different storylines. It follows the land, which is the Mole. Well, they've named it the Mole.
Yeah.
The sea, they've just named it the sea, and air. And it covers the three...
What are they called, air?
Air. Right. Yeah. it covers three different storylines, but over different periods of time. So the land covers a whole week, the sea covers a day, and the air covers 1 hour of conflict or what happens there. So the Mole follows Finn Whitehead, who plays Tommy, who is trying to escape the beaches of Dunkirk.
Yeah.
But he also meets Harry Styles from One Direction, who plays Alex.
Yeah.
That's Con's favourite band, isn't it, 1D?
Yes, he loves them.
Yeah. So, they try and escape.
Let me stop you there. Because there's been a lot of talk of Harry Styles in this film.
Yes.
In your opinion, Stuart,
yes.
Which is the only opinion that counts right now.
Okay.
Is Harry Styles any good in it?
Sort of
yes. Good.
I'll tell you why, because I didn't recognise him at Harry Styles straight away.
Right.
It was only about halfway through the film when I was sitting next to the gentleman next to me and I went, is that Harry Styles? Now, he was quite of an age and he went, no, surely he's not in this film. And I forgot, I read when I was here with Work Experience for the Week with you,
yeah.
The premiere happened and I was reading the story about Harry Styles being at the premiere.
Yeah.
So I completely forgot.
Right.
So I'd say sort of.
So that's all right. If you didn't go, oh, that's Harry Styles, and it was just I'm talking of David Beckham level in that King Arthur film, where everyone went, oh my God.
I thought Harry Styles was pretty good.
Yeah.
He
got good reviews for
it. Yeah.
Like I say, I didn't notice him straight away as Harry Styles, so that's kind of, I think, a good thing.
A lot of dialogue in the whole film, is there? So, like, there's not a lot he had, you know. But I think...
I remember the interview with Christopher Nolan, who said, oh, I had no idea Harry Styles was, like, famous, or I just cast him. And you go, that's nonsense.
Because you have teenage daughters.
And what's happened is you've done that to pull in a teenage... And there's nothing wrong with that. That's stunt casting, and that's fine.
Yeah.
But as long as he could hold his end up, as it were, which clearly he could, so that's fair enough.
Yes.
So, also, is Tom Hardy's in it as well?
Yes, we'll get to him in a minute.
All right, then. Sorry for jumping the gun,
all
there.
All right.
Yeah. Sean.
Come on, that put me in my place, didn't
it? We're going to follow the sea next. So
never hire him again.
How else, Stuart?
Tom Hardy.
Mark Rylance, who plays Mr. Dawson. Yep. I'm pretty sure he's played Mr. Dawson in other things before. I've not researched it. I've not researched it.
Good. But, it's a niche hypothesis.
But he looks like a Mr. Dawson.
Fair enough.
So he plays a boat owner who decides to travel to Dunkirk because the Royal Navy has actually commandeered his boat.
Yep.
Okay. Under Winston Churchill's rule, he wants all the little boats and vessels to go over to Dunkirk to help with the rescue mission. Mm-hmm. So instead of the Royal Navy taking over his boat, he's decided to go out instead of the Navy.
I see.
And help. And I guess that covers the hour. They all interload, so you see kind of the fighter planes, and then you kind of see the ground troops.
It's very Christopher Nolan, the director's way of playing with timelines. He does that a lot, doesn't he? Inception being one.
Yes.
Memento, famously, of course.
Yes.
Let's have a clip, and then we'll come back and talk a little bit more about it.
The enemy tanks have stopped. Why? Why waste precious tanks when they can pick us off from the air like fish in a barrel?
There are 400,000 men on this beach.
Get a sense of it, isn't it, from that? But done very well. As you were saying, is it an IMAX film? A lot of people talk about it on IMAX.
Yes, it can be, and it's also in 4DX, I believe, as well.
I don't even know what that is.
It means you can put 3D glasses on, see it in three-dimensional, and get all sorts of wind blowing at you, water.
Yeah, it'd be a good one for that, wouldn't it? Off of the water, I thought, and the wind and the smells and stuff.
Right.
Yeah. So,
where'd you get to see that? That's not every cinema, is it?
Nah, there's one in like North London somewhere, and there's one in...
There were Cineworlds, I think, do the 4DXs. Right.
Anyway.
So, the final part is the air, which is Tom Hardy. So, he plays Farrier, who's trying to protect the troops of Dunkirk, who are being shot down or bombed by the German plane. So, he's trying to save the guys from being blown up
I mean, it's one of those ones where we know the ending.
Yeah, well,
but it doesn't matter.
No.
Yeah, fine. Good.
There's no spoilers. Everyone escapes.
Yeah.
It's quite intense, I'd say.
Yeah.
So really like
I mean, obviously, it's one of those people keep saying, you need to go and see that, and I haven't got around to it.
So I went to see it, right? And I went to one of those, you know, they put on screeners and stuff. So I went to a screener, and it turns out, me and my friend Jack went, and we were the only two people in there, in a screen of about 300 people, that weren't Dunkirk veterans.
Ah.
Oh, nice.
And I'm not sure what happened communication-wise, but I don't think I was in the right screening.
I don't think you were.
So we were like some of the first there because we'd come straight from something else, and then people just kept arriving in with war medals.
Yeah.
Quite old.
Put you to shame, didn't it? Given what you've achieved in your life.
And exactly. And as you can imagine, like, it got quite intense, and they were cheering, and it was all of that. Yeah. I was like, I do not belong here.
There we go. There's bringing, like, I call that 5D. So there's Dunkirk, Okja.
Okja.
And The Sentinel, which is on tonight. Thank you very much, Stuart, for coming in. That's films for the weekend for you. After the 3 o'clock news, there will be the big debate. The big debate is at 3. That's why it's called The Big Debate at 3. A man called Con will be in a lift reading out all of the texts and tweets we've had from the haters this week as the lift travels downwards through the building. Of course, it's a feature called Condescending. And we'll bring you live music in the studio as well as we drag another performer, a busker, in off the streets to take you into the weekend. I'm John Holmes. You're listening to Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Dial up and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Score the biggest deal of the Premier League and save an unbeatable £900 versus Sky over 18 months with Britain's lowest price Sky Sports bundle from TalkTalk. For just £28.45 a month, get award-winning TV, all 8 Sky Sports channels and unlimited broadband including line rental. But hurry, the big summer save ends 17th of August. Search TalkTalk TV now. TalkTalk. For everyone. Based on slower broadband speeds than BT and Virgin. Competitor contracts for 12 months. Sky has more channels. Contract and conditions apply.
When it's hot outside, remember to keep up on your juice. Thank you. You see... When you spend your dosh on selected essential products at Juicin, you will earn double juice points all July. So whether you're stocking up on fixings, equipment, hand tools or clothes, accessories, adhesives or power tools, the double points from the Juicin Juicy July event will have you earning rewards quicker than your mate. So sign up now at juicerewards.co.uk and earn rewards from Juicin today. Terms and conditions apply.
Is 6 a.m. your walking the dog time? Your world isn't 9 to 5, so neither's ours. That's why you can renew your tax credits online, day or night. Renew now, or your payments will stop. Visit gov.uk/managetaxcredits. We're ready when you are.
This August, Macmillan Cancer Support needs you to brave the shave and help raise money for men, women and children with cancer.
I'm braving the shave for my mum to let her know I'm here for her.
I'm shaving my head to support people facing cancer.
I'm braving the shave in memory of my grandma. I think she'd be proud of me.
I'm shaving my head to support my brother.
Whatever your reason for braving the shave this summer, you'll be doing something truly amazing to support people affected by cancer. So go on, sign up today at bravetheshave.org.uk or search Brave the Shave.
All right, Merce. You know I've changed my Sky Sports fantasy football formation to 2-6-3.
Is that allowed?
No, it doesn't even add up. But I'm in your head now. You were never much cop as a manager, were you? Walsall didn't exactly hit the heights. Why put yourself through it all again?
Get out of my head, you mind-bender.
Go head-to-head with your mates in our prize leagues. Let the mind games begin. Download the free Sky Sports Fantasy Football app now. 18+, terms and conditions apply.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. For those about to talk, we salute you. Talk Radio.
At just after 3. Good afternoon, I'm John Holmes. Victoria's got the latest news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, man denies Grenfell fire fraud. Trump's healthcare plan suffers setback and John Terry's burglars are jailed.
Talk Radio.
A man accused of inventing his family's deaths in the Grenfell Tower fire has denied conning charities and the council out of thousands of pounds. And new Newen has appeared at Southwark Crown Court. Talk Radio's Alex Dibble is there.
The 52-year-old was allegedly given a hotel room, food and money amounting to nearly £10,000 when he posed as a survivor of the disaster. Prosecutors told the court that Mr. Newen claimed his wife and son had died in the fire. Kensington and Chelsea Council, as well as relief organisations, are said to have been duped. Mr. Newen pleaded not guilty to the charges and will now face trial.
Meanwhile, the MP for Kensington says senior councillors and decision makers linked to the Grenfell Tower refurbishment can't stay in their roles. Emma Dent Code made the comments after police said there are grounds for corporate manslaughter charges following the disaster. Kensington and Chelsea Council and the tenancy organisation which managed the block could be prosecuted. The Chancellor has dismissed suggestions of a post-Brexit sea border between Britain and Ireland. The new Irish Prime Minister reportedly wants customs and immigration checks moved away from the land border to ports and airports, but Philip Hammond has rejected that.
The answer to how to deliver that cannot be to create a border between Northern Ireland and Great Britain. That would not be a solution that was acceptable to us or indeed to the people of Northern Ireland.
The government has lifted a ban on electronic devices in the cabin on some flights to the UK from Turkey. Restrictions on carrying large phones, laptops and tablets were brought in for people travelling from 6 mainly Muslim countries in March. They've now been relaxed for passengers coming from Istanbul's Sabiha Gökçen Airport. Donald Trump's plan to have Barack Obama's healthcare policy thrown out has been rejected by the Senate. Three Republicans join the Democrats in going against the president. And a gang who stole more than £400,000 worth of designer goods from John Terry's mansion have been jailed for almost 28 years. They targeted the former England captain's home after Instagram pics showing he's on holiday in the Alps.
Victoria, thank you very much indeed. That was
It happened.
It did. Yeah. It did as well.
Yeah.
It certainly did, and there's no argument about that. What'll happen in half an hour is Victoria's bonus news. Now, that is where Victoria brings us bonus news. And today, because we like to cover everything off on consecutive days, animal, vegetable, mineral, today, if it's happening in the world of vegetables, it's happening
vegetable
here.
Vegetable news.
It's vegetable news. Do you...
No.
Oh, okay, she hasn't started looking into it yet. But there'll be some vegetable news in 25, count them, minutes. And now here's the weather with Victoria.
Talk Radio National Weather.
We've got the weather now.
Yes, John, I do. So it's turning wetter in the south going into this evening, but sunny spells and showers in the north, highs of 22 degrees.
Thank you very much. And now here's Tim Humphrey with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
With Selco Builders Warehouse. Hundreds of trade brands in stock. Selco's got it. Selco is where
the trade goes. Good afternoon, I'm Tim Humphrey. England have lost four wickets on day two of the third Investec test with South Africa at the Oval as they try to build a decent first inning score. A few moments ago, England were 317 for 8. Toby Rowland-Jones went for 25 off of 25 balls. Manchester City boss Pep Guardiola says they've got an off-field issue to sort pretty soon with new goalkeeper Edison. The Brazilian arrived from Portuguese club Benfica this summer for around £35 million. Guardiola says he's happy with his pre-season performances, but there is one priority.
It's just to try to help him to understand English as soon as possible, as quick as possible, and the rest he saved many balls in the... With the ball in the feet, has the patience, the quality to read the situations.
Gareth Bale's agent has dismissed speculation suggesting he could leave Real Madrid this summer as ridiculous. The 28-year-old is preparing for his fifth season at the Bernabeu, having won the Champions League three times during that spell. But reports have once again linked the Welshman with a move away, with Manchester United seen as a possible destination. That's the latest sport, powered by TalkSport.
Tim Humphrey there with the latest sport, as he rightly said, powered by TalkSport. TalkSport, of course, an alternative form of power as opposed to wind or hydroelectric. You're listening to Talk Radio. The big debate is on the way next.
Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Evil lurks in the hearts of men.
To some, it was a miracle. Others called it the triumph of illiteracy. Radio. It revolutionized the way people learned about their world.
Terrible. Oh, my. Get out of the way, please.
It changed forever the way people would be entertained.
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
On Talk Radio.
For those about to talk,
we salute you.
Play Misty for me.
So still to come between now and when we stop at 4 o'clock. Live music, of course. We've dragged a busker, a performer, a singer-songwriter off the streets of London, and quite literally at microphone point, they will be forced to perform for you to take you musically into the weekend. It's what we like to do with you on a Talk Radio Friday afternoon. Con Descending's on the way as well. Con will be in a lift as it travels downwards through the building, reading out all of the hate that we've had on Twitter or other forms of social media or text over the last 5 days. Still time to get your hate to us if you want to hate me personally or anyone to do with the show. 87222, start your message with the word talk or at Talk Radio on Twitter. You can start that with some hate there. But now it's time for the big debate.
John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
So as the amusing fallout from the White House Director of Communications' angry rant at a reporter continues, is this the latest sign of civil war in that game of top Trump aides? Anthony Scaramucci, seeming lunacy factor, 8. Sean Spicer, lying ability, 8. Steve Bannon, ability to fellate himself, according to Anthony Scaramucci, 10. Steve Bannon, realistic ability to fellate himself, according to biology, 0. The fact of the matter is that the cavalcade of... Well, I can't say that word on the radio, no matter how alliterative it is. It continues as the world grabs itself a beer, sits back and watches it all continue to unfold like Trump's presidency was a Netflix special documentary about idiots. On the line now is a Talk Radio listener. Henry's called in. Hello, Henry. Good afternoon, Henry.
Hello, John.
Thanks.
Hello
there. Thanks for calling in.
Yes.
You finished?
Yes.
Good. Right, now, you've called in, thank you, and you heard me say the word fact in there, the fact of the matter was the phrase I used, and you are saying it's about time, given the notion of fake facts and all this kind of stuff, about time we just got rid of facts altogether.
Well, yes, I dislike facts greatly. I've never met a fact that I like, and I think all facts are boring. Fiction is far more exciting if you gave it a chance.
Yeah.
I suggest all your listeners try getting a fact out of the air, which is where facts live, and just twisting it a little to make it fictitious, giving it a little extra kick up the bum, and it will make it much more interesting.
Right, I see. So you're... But what are you going to do with facts as they exist? Because facts do exist. Are you calling for an end to them immediately? Do you want a fact amnesty? Or are you saying by a certain date, no more facts, but existing facts can stay on as facts?
Well, I think we should dig a big fact hole somewhere in the country,
yep,
somewhere central, so we can all access it, and just drop any facts that you want in there.
Yep.
And put a big lid on it.
And just contain the facts.
Contain the facts, bury them.
Yep.
And leave them.
Okay. Let's bring in a good, succinct point of view there, Henry.
Well, I'm trying my best.
Oh, you're going to have to try a bit harder then. But anyway, Ludwig has heard you talking with your voice. He's called in. Good afternoon, Ludwig.
Good afternoon, John. Can I say earnestly that it's an honour to be on your show, and thank you for having me.
Yes.
Now, I imagine a lot of your listeners are livid right now because it's lies like that that are rife in England now, and it's thanks to people like him.
Right. So you...
So we need facts.
Yeah. Yes. So you say more facts. You're calling for more facts.
Yeah, more facts.
Right. Okay. Well,
less lies.
Fewer. Let me give you an example of a fact, because I think that's a good place to start any debate on the subject of facts.
Yeah.
So here's a couple of facts for both of you.
Come on, then.
The singer Jim Morrison was born in a van.
And that's how he got his name, was it?
Well, the singer Van Morrison...
Oh, I get you. I've
See?
Heard.
And those are facts. But it's a coincidence, but it is a... But they are facts, and that's...
Yeah, it's fascinating.
Yeah.
You could fill up a whole radio show with, banal, trite factoids,
Yeah.
Certain other stations do it right now.
Exactly that. So they're valuable, aren't they, Henry?
Yeah, and I mean, this thing he's on about, just let me interrupt before
Go on.
Start.
Are you Henry now, then? Basing. Okay.
No, I'm interrupting you, Henry. He said fiction is better than fact. I mean, that's just nonsense if you've read John's book.
Which is called A Portrait of an Idiot as a Young Man, available now on
Amazon. You say that. I've read John's book myself, and I find a lot of it very dishonest. I mean, how can someone like John have so many sexual encounters? That just beggars belief.
Yeah, I was a bit overshared in that book. But anyway, it's available now.
Well, like most of the country, I haven't read it, so I don't know.
I want to give some more facts.
Off. I saw it on, it was 1p, but
stop?
I didn't think it was worth that, even including delivery.
Talking about the book.
I thought
anyway.
John was throwing it at people in the streets, just crying, just asking them to read it.
Right, can I just...
The same way he wrote it.
Just got some more...
Flinging things at the wall and seeing what stuck.
Got some more facts now. The two lenses in the Hubble telescope were manufactured by Specsavers. One was free. That's a fact. It's a fact, that is.
All right, well, what do you want me to say about that?
Well, I'm just giving you facts, and you're saying you don't want facts.
Well,
I don't
want it. I don't know what to do with that. Put it in a hole.
Yeah.
Put it up your hole.
Scientists, I've got another fact for you here. Scientists have now successfully cloned a child from pillow saliva.
In Sweden.
I can believe that.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the sort of fact I want to have.
Look,
more of them, please. Put them in
the newspaper. Let's look at the history of facts right now. We know that the first fact, certainly to do any good, was after Ian Fleming, the noted scientist.
The penicillin man.
That's it, Ian Fleming, yeah. He left, the day after he did the penicillin thing, he left a fiction in a Petri dish overnight, didn't he? And he came back in the morning to find that it had become a fact. And that's why we have them now, and they've done a lot of good. Like with antibiotics, are we becoming immune to facts, Henry? Is that what your thought is?
Well, I was under the impression, going on the history of facts, that Adolf Hitler invented facts in 1702
right.
In an attempt to combat erectile dysfunction. I mean, that's what I was told in school. I don't know about this Ian Fleming nonsense you've told me.
Right.
So, it sounds like one of your liberal lies that you tell on.
Oh,
on the
here
radio.
We go. Here we go. Yeah, it's all, it goes back to that, doesn't it?
It
goes
does,
back
yes.
to the liberal left. You're accusing me of being a liberal left.
You are a liberal left. You lean so left.
The, left. Without facts, listen to me, sir. Without facts, I could ask you who led America in the Civil War.
I can tell you it was Dale Winton.
And ending up freeing the slaves. Exactly. You can say Dale Winton and it would be right, or yeah. you could say Colonel Sanders. And so all of a sudden, all our daytime TV, like Pointless and The Chase, is just tripe for alcoholic housewives.
What colour is a fact? I ask
purple.
You... Purple. The, right, okay.
I think it's see-through.
So you are.
No, because, it's a fact that it's purple.
Yeah. Well, look, again, on the open market now, and this is the... I'm just looking at the Doubtsy 100... and it says here that a barrel of facts, currently, as we're on air now, 3:15 on a Friday, a barrel of facts is £150. Too expensive, Henry?
Too expensive? I wouldn't even give it away. I wouldn't want to subject anyone, not even my worst enemy, to a barrel of facts.
How many facts, yes or no?
No! Isn't that clear?
Ludwig.
Yes. You're winding me up now.
Yes or
don't
no?
Get me angry. Yes.
Yeah. Well, that, yes. right. Well, that's interesting, isn't it? Are the government doing enough?
The
are the government
fire
doing
in my voice?
Are the government
yeah,
doing?
Yeah, they are.
Yeah.
Which government? Which government?
It doesn't say here. It's not specific.
Well, some are, some aren't.
Okay. Yeah. Would you watch Henry and
no.
be?
No. Quod fieri non debuit. Factum valet. becomes valid when done. And I think we lose that at our peril. Certainly, we'd be on thin ice vis-a-vis these debates.
Would you watch The X-Fictioner?
No. Not if, with the current lineup, not if Simon Cowell was still on it.
Right.
I don't like looking at him. He reminds me of... the perfect human being, and I just aspire to be him, and he makes me angry. I love his physique.
I just want to give you some more...
Don't apologise, it's okay.
I want to give you some more facts.
Yeah, no, he should apologise, interrupting me.
Not apologising.
Well, I'm going to interrupt all of you.
I just want to...
I'm doing it now.
Go on.
Just going
to... I have.
The most popular... Okay. Most popular boy's name nowadays, do you know?
It's Paula
Steve
Radcliffe.
Ryan in the afternoon.
No, it's Gladiator. That's a fact. Eskimos have just one word for thesaurus.
And that's toothbrush.
It's not. It's thesaurus. And the New Testament is defended 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year by a group of armed nuns. All of these are facts. And it's this sort of thing you're trying to dispute, isn't it? Henry, really? And you can't dispute them when they're facts, basically, is the upshot of it.
Well, not entirely. I can dispute them. It doesn't necessarily mean I'm right, but I'll try my best to be right by disputing them. Does that make sense?
Not at all. And
I'm going to be honest with you. I'm very sleepy.
Run out of...
As long as you're right-wing, that's all that matters.
That is, I agree.
We're run out of time there.
I agree.
Thank you, though, for that. Could you sum up the debate for me in one word, please? Henry.
Judge Rinder.
Ludwig.
Wet nurse.
Thank you. And there we have it. Do you agree? Do we need facts anymore? Or could we just entirely get rid of them? The government have said there will be 40,000 more facts by 2018. But do we need them? And where are they going to be built? We live in post-Brexit Britain. We've got coat hangers now and artisan bread. Why do we need facts? Get in touch to let us know. 87222, start your message with the word talk or at Talk Radio on Twitter. Start your message with any word you like. I'm John Holmes and that is your Friday Big Debate.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking. Welcome to New Sky Sports. Now with new channels dedicated to the sports you love.
Final act then of an unforgettable drama here at Trent Bridge.
The history books rewritten by 12 heroes in Chicago.
Lewis Hamilton wins the Abu Dhabi Grand Prix.
Feel every moment with new channels dedicated to the Premier League, cricket, golf, football, plus our dedicated F1 channel, New Sky Sports. Feel it all.
If you're in danger in the water, the RNLI will do everything we can to get to you as quickly as possible, but you have to help.
Because the first minute is the most crucial.
If you unexpectedly fall into cold water, you'll instinctively try to swim hard. But don't. Chances are, cold water shock will make you gasp uncontrollably and breathe in water, and you'll drown.
So you have to fight your instinct to swim. Float until the cold water shock's passed, and you'll have a far better chance of surviving. This is a safety message from the RNLI. Float to live. Visit respectthewater.com.
Nissan have some great deals at the moment, like a £1,600 deposit contribution towards an all-new Nissan Micra Diesel, £2,300 towards a Juke, and a whopping £3,000 towards an X-Trail.
£3,000? Wow, I'm off.
Wait, hold on, you're the producer.
It's all right, Ben. When you're finished, just hit that button, yeah?
Oh, okay. All offers at 3.99% APR representative. Search Nissan offers now. Nissan, innovation that excites. Nissan Finance excludes all Vizia and Juke centigrades, subject to status, over 18s and UK residents only. Participating dealers. Ends 1st of October. T's and C's at nissan.co.uk. So, this button. Oh, no, must be this one.
Score the biggest deal of the Premier League and save an unbeatable £900 versus Sky over 18 months with Britain's lowest price Sky Sports bundle from TalkTalk. For just £28.45 a month, get award-winning TV, all eight Sky Sports channels and unlimited broadband including line rental. But hurry, the big summer save ends 17th of August. Search TalkTalk TV now. TalkTalk. For everyone. Based on slower broadband speeds than BT and Virgin. Competitor contracts for 12 months. Sky has more channels. Contract and conditions apply.
Talk Radio. Traffic and travel.
Limbrough, we have queuing traffic and the road is closed due to an accident on the A66. That's both directions between New Road and Haber Lane. In Warwickshire, we have stationary traffic due to a rolling roadblock and an accident. Two vehicles involved on the M42 southbound at Junction 10. In Hampshire, we have one lane closed and some very slow traffic due to a vehicle tyre change. It's on the M3 northbound at Junction 9. And in Warwickshire, no fuel available at the diesel pumps on the M40 southbound around Warwick services. And the newest alternative is Hopwood services on the M42. I'm Sammy Jolo.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
I don't understand what you're talking about. Cornelius has reactions. The big debate there, of course, was on facts and whether or not we need them in post-Brexit Britain when we've got coat hangers and artisan bread. You've got involved in your twos. How many, Cornelius? What are the
how many twos have been involved?
Yeah.
One.
Okay, what's the reaction of it?
This is from Samuel, who says, Samuel. John, without the factor, it would be not the ex-fictionator, but the ex-lactor.
And what else?
John, yes. John, if you don't like facts, well, to everyone who doesn't like that, fact you all.
Thank you very much indeed. You know how to get in touch if you want to, or can even be asked. Now, there is a man... Con, you need to leave the room. You need to get thee to the liftery.
Oh, the liftery.
Get thee to a liftery.
Lift off.
A man is going. He's called Con. Hi, Con.
Bye,
which
Con.
One is it?
Say bye and then
bye.
Walk out.
Cornelius is going to the lift. He's taken with him. He's laden with many texts and tweets we've had over the past 5 days from the haters. And the people that just despise me personally, or anyone who works on the show in general, talk radio, whatever it is. We don't ban you, we don't block you. What we do is we give all that to Cornelius. He reads out your abuse from the lift as it travels downward through the building on a Friday in a feature we call Condescending. We'll catch up with him in a moment. We'll give him time to get there. But before that, let's take a speech, because it's Some Request Friday. You know how it works. You can't request songs because we're a talk radio station, but you can request speeches and talks to put you in the mood for the weekend, really. Yeah. That's the reason we do it. It's like radio too, isn't it? When Simon Mayo does it with music.
Just talk along, you know.
So we just do it. Yeah, if you've got a favourite speech, you know all the words too, get in touch. Yeah. Ask us for it. Just as this person has. Hello, John, you absolute card.
I just said card there.
It's a typo. I'm retiring today, 50 years at the banana ripeners. I won't say which one. Can you play for me, please, the TED Talk by the electrician Jay Silver? With his big hit, Hack a Banana, Make a Keyboard. And me and the guys will be doing our special banana shuffle along to it. Won't give you the details, don't want them. Best wishes, Patrick in Dempsey. Well, Patrick, yes, for you, it's a speech, a TED Talk, and it's yours.
And at this point, I'm starting to wonder, you know, like, what kind of tools can we give people, especially, like, adults who know too much, so that they can see the world as malleable, so they see themselves as agents of change in their everyday lives. Because, like, the most advanced scientists are really just kind of, like, pushing the way the world itself works, pushing what matter can do. The most advanced artists are just pushing the medium. And any sufficiently complicated task, whether you're a cook or a carpenter or you're raising a child, like, anything that's complicated comes up with problems that aren't solved in the middle of it, and you can't get it, do a good job getting it done unless you can say, okay, well, we're just going to have to refigure this. I don't care, you know, that pencils are supposed to be for writing. I'm going to use them a different way. So let me show you a little demo. This is a little piano circuit right in here, and this is an ordinary paintbrush that I smashed it together with. And so with some ketchup, and then I can kind of... and that's awesome, right?
He's made a keyboard out of a banana. No wonder Patrick in Dempsey loves that. Congratulations on your retirement from 50 years at the Banana Ripeners. And I'm not surprised you won't say which one. I mean, it's such a competitive market. Right, Cornelius should have had time to get to the lift with the abuse. And why? I'll tell you why. It's because the hater's going to hate. It's condescending. He's got the abuse, the printouts of the hate we've received over the past 5 days on social media and text and so forth. Hate that came into this show. Rather than ignore it, he's just going to read it out as the lift travels downwards through the building. It's this week's edition of Condescending. Cornelius, can you hear me? Are you there?
Hey, John. Hey. Happy Friday.
And you.
Yes, right, yeah, I'm in the lift. I've changed the radio from the speakers to this. It was on Virgin Radio, now I've put it on this.
What is it? What's that?
It's a Honka radio. It says that it's the shine of Africa. This is called the sparkling show that's on at the moment. Very good stuff.
Sounds great.
Right, shall we begin?
Yeah,
good. Let's hope the weather gets better this week so I can think of better things to do than sit in and listen to this. Was a text that we got yesterday, as was this. Ed Sheeran's been nominated for a Mercury Award for his album Divide. Shame John Holmes wasn't nominated for Dividing the Nation as to whether they like him or not. I wish the Talk Radio Congress voted to repeal the John Holmes show on Talk Radio, said Alan. This is from Nish, who says, if only John Holmes would follow in the footsteps of Pakistan PM Nawaz Sharif and resign.
Okay.
That's a very, very topical one there.
Yeah.
John Holmes is so bad that, frankly, I think radio as a medium should overall be cancelled. Strong words there from Sharon. Why is Dave been in two times this week? He must have wet the bed twice. It's the only reason he'll get up on time. Sean has texted, isn't this feature stolen from the Mass Report? Yes, it is. Yes. John, I will literally pay for you to go on holiday and get off my radio. A perfectly good radio station ruined by that man and his gang of idiots, said Derek on the Twitter yesterday. Tommy Boyd must simply not be available to do a full-time show, otherwise they would have easily given him John Holmes' slot, said one of those Radio Forum for Nerds. And finally, John, I wish I could send an invoice to Talk Radio to charge for the time I wasted and spent listening to that git in the afternoon. 14 minutes of my life that I won't get back. Send your invoices to 18 Hatfields, London, SE18DJ.
Thank you, Cornelius. Cornelius there with the haters' stuff, because the haters' gonna hate. Yeah, and that's right. That's right. We stole this off the Mash Report, who began doing this 2 weeks ago, whereas what we've been doing it since March last year. So, yeah, we stole it. Yeah.
Longer, if anything.
Longer than that. Oh, yeah, true, actually. Yeah, we did it at a previous radio station.
Yeah,
good point.
2 years.
Because the hate continues to come. It never lets up, so we might as well enjoy it. Right, so if you hate me, hi. Or Dave, hi Dave.
Hello.
Or Cornelius, hi Cornelius. Can't hear me now, he's in a lift.
Hello.
But that wasn't him. So if you hate the show or anyone who works on it, then please do, don't be backwards in coming forwards with your hate. Get in touch, you could be in next week's Condescending. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
So in the next half an hour, we will be bringing you Victoria's bonus news. We will also be bringing you live music. Now, on a Friday, regular listeners know that we serenade you. That's the only word I can use. Serenade you into the weekend with music. And it's music from the streets, like street food.
The streets?
But we've not the band.
The streets are coming in.
No, you're confused, Dave.
That's really good.
You need to come in more, you'd understand it. Right, so it's music from
Mike Skinner.
No, from the
great
buskers.
Can't wait.
Stop it. On the streets.
Dry your eyes, mate.
Shut up. In the next half an hour, music live in the studio to take you into the weekend. That's what it is.
From the streets.
Stop it. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Talk Radio.
And at exactly 3:30, Victoria is here with the latest news.
Thanks, John. The MP for Kensington says senior councillors and decision makers linked to the Grenfell Tower refurbishment can't stay in their roles. Emma Dent Code made the comments after police said there are grounds for corporate manslaughter charges following the disaster. The local authority's former leader, Nick Paget Brown, stood down after the deadly blaze.
Well, how desperately sorry I am about it. And why it's very, very important that we now have a proper inquiry that finds out what happened, why that fire spread, whether the materials were the right materials. And I'm sure all my colleagues will support that public inquiry.
Meanwhile, a man accused of lying about losing members of his family in the fire has pleaded not guilty to fraud. And Nguyen is alleged to have made up the claims to get hold of cash. Ireland's Prime Minister says the Irish government will not design an economic border just to please those who are planning the UK's departure from the EU. Leo Varadkar says his position is that there should not be a barrier between Ireland and Northern Ireland. The government previously ruled out any suggestion that a new border is needed. The death of a worker and two other incidents have led to contractors working on Crossrail being fined more than £1 million. A joint venture of three companies pleaded guilty to three offences. And Sir Paul McCartney is going to give a special award to actor Woody Harrelson in Liverpool later. The Hollywood star will become a companion of the city's Institute for Performing Arts. The weather wet and windy for many areas tonight before it clears by morning, lows of 12 degrees. Tomorrow we will have a bright start for many, rain in the far south and the northwest though. Highs of 20, there's more in half an hour. Yes, John.
There's more now.
Yes, John.
Because it's time for Victoria's bonus news. Regular listeners will know the bulletins are how long now?
2 minutes.
They used to be?
3 minutes.
You get paid?
The same.
So it makes sense to make the time up with bonus news, animal news, vegetable news, mineral news. Today we bring you all that's happening in the world of...
Vegetable news.
Now, this story is so good, I could not wait for...
Fungus news.
So, Mexican churchgoers have lined the streets to worship a 137-year-old mushroom with the image of Jesus that they believe can cure the sick. So, people in the town of Chignahuapan filled the streets with festivities to mark the anniversary of finding the holy fungus.
So, wait a minute. Is the fungus in the shape of Jesus?
They think it's got, like, the image of Jesus on it.
Right. Because this sort of thing happens a lot, doesn't it? Toast...
Yeah,
Jesus,
skirting boards, all that sort of thing.
Yeah, damp patches on walls, that kind of thing.
Yeah, but this has been going for more than a century, John.
Have they lined the streets to see this fungus?
Yeah.
To
celebrate the fungus.
Is there a mushroom left on the streets for them to stand? Is there mushroom?
That was bad, John.
Why are you whistling at me?
It's like tumbleweed, you know, just to illustrate it. I thought that was quite good, actually. My whistling.
Do it again.
Not you.
Do it again.
That's not a proper whistle. That's just, you know, held back to illustrate how bad your joke was.
Put your lips together and blow.
Please don't tell me that at work. Or at all.
Ha 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 ha!
We've talked about this, John, only after work.
I hate you. Anyway, back to vegetable news.
Vegetable
Thank
news.
Thank you. A drug dealer has been jailed for 16 years.
Yes?
After a bogus £10,000 pot deal involved broccoli and ended in a gunfight.
Right, details please.
So, Sababu Colbert Evans, who's from Colorado, and his drug dealing partner Tassel Davis, who's known as 22 Jump Street, accepted the money for a bag of broccoli that buyers believe to be marijuana. So right. It's a big mix-up.
Okay.
And the next night, the buyers then confronted Davis and Colbert Evans in another deal, but then there was a big old shootout, and then one of the other men was injured.
Right.
Now they've gone to prison.
This is a good health campaign. If you start putting broccoli in weed baggies...
Yes.
And
is that what they're called?
I wouldn't know. Someone else told me. Genuinely.
Press the button,
the
John.
Music.
Press it.
Are you
come
sure,
on.
Do you sure which, you didn't just make another joke.
July.
Yeah.
With the.
Yes.
That's a really good whistle, Dave.
Thanks.
Very good, John.
Really good tumbleweed, isn't it?
Yeah, really good.
I hate you. Shall I move on?
Yes, please.
Yeah.
And finally, a manatee has celebrated her third birthday with a vegetable cake. So Canola, who lives in Singapore...
Vegetable news.
...was treated to a 2-metre-high cake made of sweet potato leaves, carrots and topped off with a C fashioned from some cabbage. And this is all while a 3-piece jazz band played at her party, which was attended by dozens of school children who sang happy birthday to
her. A manatee?
Manatee.
They only eat leaves. I find that this is weird. I was talking about that
Sorry, what?
I just forgot how to talk. Yesterday. Yeah. Literally yesterday.
That's They're silly. Vegetarian.
I know.
Yeah.
So remind us what a manatee
but
is.
I'm a vegetarian and I don't want to eat a vegetable cake, FYI.
What about carrot cake?
No chocolate.
No chocolate, okay.
There's no chocolate in a carrot cake.
No, hang on. Chocolate's technically vegetable. It's cocoa, isn't it? It grows. Isn't it? No, it does. It's vegetable. Isn't it? Chocolate?
Because
it
don't, because then she'll start putting chocolate in vegetable news.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It'll become
vegetable news.
Yeah. Actually, I have had chocolate cake with avocado in, and then a separate chocolate cake with beetroot in, and both of them were good. You couldn't tell there was any vegetables.
That's
true. They were good.
Are you calling fake vegetable news?
Yeah, fake vegetable news. Do you not, have you had those before, avocado chocolate cakes?
No.
And people always go, it tastes exactly like chocolate cake.
No.
And you eat it and it tastes like avocado.
No, it doesn't. You're just wrong.
Cornelius, you were going to put a burger in a cake for me.
Yeah, this was after the hipster review on Wednesday.
Yeah.
Our hipster, Fergus, said that there was this new thing where hipsters are putting burgers in the middle of chocolate cakes. And just so basically replacing bread buns with
chocolate cake, like a victorious
right.
chocolate.
And anyway, I went on the internet to find the article to look up the recipe just to check that it was right. Turns out to be completely fake news.
Fake news, fake vegetable news.
Satirical
news.
Article.
Fake news.
But this
that our hipster fell for,
yeah.
Like a hipster would.
But this may have come from, because this actually happens, some fast food places do burgers with donuts. It may have been taking the mick out of that.
That's wrong, isn't it?
I can make you that if you want.
I love that, yes.
Some donuts
jam
in
donut.
The kitchen at the moment. Oh,
can you do a veggie burger one too, please?
Sure.
Thanks.
Great. Vegetable news!
Vegetable
news!
Vegetable news!
Thanks, Victoria.
You're not welcome.
Did you get my email, Victoria?
Which one?
About the guest opportunity for Mineral News.
Yes.
Generally, my inbox
mineral
this morning.
News.
Thank you.
The CEO of Wealth Minerals has been offered as an interview.
Let's
so,
definitely get him
yes.
on.
Should be live on the show.
Let's get him off. Get him on the phone for Mineral News. You interview him. But we won't tell him what Mineral News is, but you have to see it. Just interview him.
Okay.
Done. Monday?
That's the next Mineral News.
Yeah.
Set it up. That's something to look forward to for us all over the weekend. Right, next we bring you live music to drag you into the weekend. We serenade you. That's what we do on Talk Radio on a Friday. It's coming next. I'm John Holmes.
Drive with Yasmin Khan on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
I'm Yasmin Khan, and you can join me every Friday on Talk Radio from 4 p.m. with your essential one-stop guide to everything that's hot for the weekend. We'll tell you where to go and what to see.
Entertaining debate, big-name guests, and outspoken opinions.
Drive with Yasmin Khan this afternoon from 4
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Once upon a time, there was a magical place where you could hear tall tales of beastly boys, ghastly girls, and really awful adults. Story Hour with David Walliams on Talk Radio in association with HarperCollins Children's Books. Every Sunday afternoon from 3, join Britain's best-selling storyteller as he reads from a selection of his brilliant children's books.
Goodbye, ranky-danky rhubarb! Good riddance!
Story Hour with David Walliams on Talk Radio in association with HarperCollins Children's Books.
Are you watching? Are you watching? Are you watching every game? Are you watching every game? Are you watching? Are you watching? Are you watching every game?
Every match on Sky Sports and BT Sport. This is football from Virgin Media. Cabled areas only. Search Virgin Media Football for more information.
Clive, what's doing, Wolf? Whale music? You must be one stressed-out private landlord.
Yes, I am!
Your tenants are struggling financially and can't pay their rent. But you're with Direct Line. They'll repay any unpaid rent until your tenants are out. So drop the stress ball. It'll all be over soon. Ah, that's better.
Claim back unpaid rent after 1 month's arrears with Rent Guarantee. Can your insurance do that? Search Direct Line Landlord. Cover purchase as part of legal expenses add-on. Qualifying criteria apply. Restricted claims for existing tenants in the first 90 days when product first purchased.
Ah, Saturday mornings. Caviar with Tomo. Bubbles with Merce. But some cheeky blighters want to ruin it. This Saturday, Super 6 have a million of my cash to give away, and it's staying that way until it's won. Predict 6 correct scores and my million's yours. Bang goes my yacht on the Hartlepool Riviera. Soccer Saturday Super 6. Your Saturday morning sorted. Mine ruined. 18 plus entries must be in by 3 o'clock Saturday. T's and C's apply.
Talk Radio Traffic and Travel.
In Cheshire, we have one lane closed and some very slow traffic due to an accident on the M6 at southbound at junction 20. In Derbyshire, one lane closed, slow traffic due to a broken down vehicle. It's on the M1 northbound affecting you at junction 29. In Warwickshire, we do have stationary traffic and the carriageway is blocked. It's due to an accident. Two vehicles involved on the M42 at southbound between junction 10 and junction 9. And in Hampshire, we have one lane closed and some very slow traffic due to a vehicle tyre change. It's on the M3 northbound at junction 9. I'm Sammy Jolo.
George McTavish, Kneeped Galloway, you have been found guilty of presenting dangerously compelling radio. How do you plead?
Guilty as charged.
Never said that before.
The mother of all talk shows with George Galloway.
Join me for 3 hours of double galvanized opinion, supercharged debate, and highly energized crystalline vision.
Radio Free Galloway.
Knock me right down and I'll bounce right back.
The mother of all talk shows with George Galloway.
Order!
Innocent until proven guilty.
Tonight from 7
on the nation's new home of sizzling debate, Talk Radio.
Maybe you can't handle the truth.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So they say. Good afternoon, I'm John Holmes. Sam Delaney. No, he isn't. It's Friday. Yasmin Khan will be with you for Drive on a Friday because that's what she does. Yasmin, Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan from 4. She'll be in here shortly to tell us what she's got coming up on her show. Meanwhile, news. Trump turmoil. Well, his Obamacare repeal didn't go so well, did it? Senator John McCain, of course, led a surprise vote against the repealing of Obamacare. That's happened. There is much talk of Anthony Scaramucci, who has done a swear dango.
Trump probably thinks he can sell turmoil to the Middle East.
And probably...
He's like, oh, great, yeah, new type of oil.
No, right, well, is he Welsh?
Oh, no.
Is
right, it...
well. Allied Trump?
No. Was that Welsh?
Well.
At least I can do Welsh.
Try Welsh.
All right. Oh, no. You're kidding, aren't you?
Right. Anyway, so that... wasted everyone's time. But it's all right, because the news is quite complicated.
I can't get my head around it.
Do that in Welsh.
Oh, I can't get my head around it.
No, that wasn't bad, actually. Right, so don't worry, do Japanese.
No.
Because it's Japanese. We're going to bring you the news in Japanese poetry, so do it in Japanese.
No.
Why?
Because...
Why?
I know it's a bad idea.
Why?
And just in case I didn't know it was a bad idea, I've just been told by two different people in my headphones that was a bad idea.
Well, why is it, though, that you can do... You did Welsh and American, but why can't you do Japanese? This is what I don't understand. So why is it all right to do a Welsh accent on the radio or an American accent on the radio, but not a Japanese one? Why? I don't know. Why is that?
Because, I don't know.
What? Are you being serious?
Complicated.
But why? I just can't get my head around that.
I can't get my head around it, yeah.
Anyway, five syllables, seven syllables, five syllables. It's the news.
Don't. See, I can read your mind. Bieber runs over paparazzo, who is a father called Ratso.
Paparazzo. Papa. Ratso.
I think you got dumped there. Just before, I think we had to dump you.
For my Japanese accent?
Yes.
I don't see what's wrong with doing a Japanese... Because you did Welsh, that's funny. No one minds about that. No one minds
about
America.
Apparently I didn't do Welsh.
Well, you did, yeah. Oh, didn't he do Welsh? See, I did Bruce Forsyth there, but no one minded about that. But I can't... Why is it you can't... Why are some accents fine to do, like French? Why can I do... Why is French all right? You're not jumping that, are you? But if I do Japanese or Chinese, then you'll dump it. I don't understand.
I don't know. Let's ask Caleb Arbuska, but not actually ask him that. Let's just speak to him
Hi,
about
Caleb.
Other things.
Hello.
Hello. What nationality are you, Caleb?
I'm English, but my mum's Dutch, so...
Fine. Can you do a Dutch accent for us?
No, because I'll probably get crucified when I go home.
By your mum. Yeah. You'll be listening to this, yeah.
She's Japanese.
Yeah. For cultural appropriation. All right, well, hi, Caleb.
Hello.
Good to have you in. Now, regular listeners know on a Friday what we do is we invite buskers, we drag them, actually, in off the streets, thereby losing them money, to perform for us, to take us all into the weekend with music. Caleb's with us today. So Caleb, where do you busk? What's your background? Tell us about you.
I'm currently studying at university, but when I go busking, it tends to be in the towns during the holidays when I actually have some time to be a human being and not a student.
And what towns do you do this in?
Guildford, predominantly, which is kind of a local town nearby where I live. Up and down the main high street where, you know, most of the people will travel past.
What's your favourite shop to stand outside?
Well, it's not really a question of favourites, which one will let you.
Yeah.
But usually you look for kind of a bit which has a big alcove in it that you can kind of sneakily get into the corner of.
Yeah, good.
Is it on that big sort of high street hill place
in Guildford?
Where
the big clock is and
everything.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All right, niche Guildford knowers.
Bit of local knowledge.
Yeah.
All right, well, look, let's get on, because you're going to do us two songs. First one is?
One of my own. It's called Whither I Will Wander.
Whenever you're ready, here we go. Caleb in the studio, live music on a Friday.
You've tasted lover's fire. You've battled with desire. You've fought through brambled briar. You are blessed. You are blessed. Whither I will wander, whither I will wander, whither I will wander on. Took this fragile beating heart and forged it into a work of art, and fought to salvage every part, and I'm blessed, and I'm blessed. Whither I will wander, whither I will wander, whither I will wander on. Whither I'll wander on. Whither I'll wander on. Whither I wander. Whither I will wander, whither I will wander on.
With us in the studio today, he is taking us into the weekend with music. That's what we do. We bring you the Busker Sessions on a Friday here on Talk Radio. So, Caleb, is that a new one, an old one? What's a classic hit? What's that?
Brand new. Probably brand like new. A week old now.
Wow.
Weeks old.
We're going to take that as the broadcast debut then of that premiere. Excellent stuff. So how long have you been doing it? How long have you been writing songs?
I think as soon as I picked up a guitar, you can't help but kind of like noodle around and kind of fine tunes and things.
When did you first pick up a guitar then? A week ago?
My first guitar I got from like I think it was like a car boot sale, and I think it was just a bit of wood with some like strings nailed into it. It must have been like early teenager, like, you know, 12 or something.
Okay.
But the internet is a great teacher.
Yeah, is that how you did it?
Oh, yeah.
Watching YouTube
yeah.
videos and stuff.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's interesting. Yeah,
it's tabs, isn't it?
Yeah, like, and you just kind of like hear the song and you kind of try and play along and try and match it, and then from there you kind of just do your best to can.
Because it's changed. Because when I was a kid and learning the guitar, I didn't carry on with it. I wish I had, to be honest. But when I was a kid, it was school lessons, and it was
You
know, all quite a bit boring and everything else. Where, you know, you want to play some heavy metal, but really they're teaching you hang down your head, Tom Dooley or something.
Yeah.
You know, basic chord structure, everything else. But that's changed now, and it is internet stuff.
Yeah,
isn't it? That's,
I think, you know, it's so easy now. You don't really have an excuse not to at least kind of try.
Do you think I should pick it up again?
Definitely. Definitely.
Paul Weller taught himself how to play guitar without, and he's
yeah, but
age.
He does his own haircut, so there's an example of why you shouldn't do that. Another song from you, Caleb, I think. What we're going to hear now?
It's a Ray LaMontagne song called Jolene, not to be confused with the Dolly Parton classic.
All right. It's a long title.
Yeah, it's, you know, a bit wordy.
There are brackets.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, it's fine. Okay, Caleb, in your own time.
Cold rain, flame in my bloodstream. Lost my cold when I hit smoking. Bought myself a hard pack of cigarettes in the early morning rain. Lately my hands, they don't feel like mine. My eyes are stretched, my brain is done. Living out of this here suitcase way too long. Jolene, I ain't about to go straight. It's too late. Well, I found myself face down in a ditch, booze in my hair and blood on my lips. A picture of you holding a picture of me in the pocket of my blue jeans. Still don't know what love means. I still don't know what love means. Jolene. Ba 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 ba. Jolene. Well, it's been so long since I've seen your face, or felt a part of this human race. I've been living out of this here suitcase for way too long. A man needs something he can hold on to. A 9-pound hammer or a woman like you. Either one of those things will do to keep me satisfied. Jolene, I ain't about to go straight. It's too late. Well, I found myself face down in a ditch with booze in my hair and blood on my lips. A picture of you holding a picture of me in the pocket of my blue jeans.
Yeah!
Thank you. Superb stuff. That was Jolene. It's bold to call a song Jolene.
I know, it's quite brave.
Because Jolene, that's just an iconic Dolly Parton.
Yeah.
That to call your song Jolene is like, oh, I'm going to just do that.
You need to be really selective about the girlfriends you choose, I think. It's so like
trying to
confuse it.
Trying to write a song, go, I've written a song, it's called Paranoid. It's got to be good then.
You've got to raise the bar.
Also, one thing, finally, I did want to ask you, in your first song, the first line of your first song,
oh, yeah.
It was your song there.
Yeah.
I think you said, you've tasted lover's fire.
Mm.
Is that right? Mm. What does that taste like? Is it chicken?
It's a bit spicy. You have to have a kind of glass of milk next to you.
We had a charcoal ice cream earlier on there.
We did, yeah.
I think you tried some, maybe.
Was it a similar taste? It kind of tastes like if you had a lump of coal and you just kind of put it in your mouth. It's very bizarre.
It was odd, wasn't it? If you missed all that, tough. It was ages ago. Right.
Listen again online.
Can
at
you?
The website.
Is that a
of
thing?
Course, yeah.
Oh.
You knew that.
Well, I didn't know it worked.
Yeah, oh yeah, it works perfectly.
I just assumed it was like everything else around here. All right, fine, you can listen again to this show online, talkradio.co.uk. Our brand new podcast is available, by this evening?
I'm going to say by 4:30, because wow. If I'm not in the pub by then, I'll be really upset.
All right then.
That's a big promise.
It is. 4:30, then our new podcast available as well at iTunes or talkradio.co.uk. That's it from us for another week. We'll be back on Monday, of course, but Yasmin, Star Trek to the Wrath of Khan, is right here bringing
I
you
I can't
Friday
actually hear time. Anything because they're pressing lots of buttons in there.
Okay.
Yeah. Now
so
I
do you want to mime
something.
It at you?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
You might be able to answer this.
Go on.
Why is it Cornelius was allowed to do a Welsh accent a moment ago?
Uh-huh.
Right. And you can do an American accent or a French accent on the radio.
Yeah.
Right. The moment I did a Japanese one,
right.
I got frowned upon. I don't see
not
why.
Not just frowned upon, we had to dump you.
It's not, but why? I don't understand. Accent is an accent from a different country. Why some right and some not allowed? I don't get that, Yasmin. Tell me why.
And you're asking me particularly because...
Well, if I say...
Why, John? Why are you asking Yasmin?
Well, because she's intelligent and has an opinion on things. If I say to you...
Nice save.
Oh, you liar.
Well done.
But if I say to you, hello, Yasmin.
Hi.
Right? And if I go to you, oh, hi, Yasmin. But if I go, hello, Yasmin. I don't understand why that's wrong and the other ones are right. It doesn't make any logical sense.
So what a terrible Welsh accent you just did,
yes,
John.
Yes, that was awful.
Doesn't make any sense.
People from Cardiff don't sound like that at all.
Doesn't make any sense.
Do you want to move on?
Yep. What you got?
Thought you might. I'll sort of go in a little bit of reverse order and tell you something really random. We've got a mermaid on today's show.
I saw you talking about this earlier in the office.
Yes. So we will have a mermaid live on the show, because if I see a headline saying that there is a competition to find Miss Mermaid UK, I want that person on the show.
I'm done right?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's we're going to be talking
about. Is it, I mean, do they, are they?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, great. There you go. There's probably something where you can't say bad things about mermans or mermaids either.
Yeah. There must be a non-specific gender maid.
But then would it be maid?
No, it'd be a mer non-specific gender.
This is getting very difficult.
The world
a mer person.
Anyway, that's the mer person. Thank you.
A merson.
What if they don't want
a
to
Paul
identify?
Merson.
They might not want to identify as a person. It's very confusing.
Just a mer. Well, yeah. We will have a mer later on in
Paul
the show.
Paul Merson on the show later.
Golden frankincense also available.
Oh, dear. You got any tumbleweed-type sounds?
Yeah, we did that earlier.
Get Victoria.
Also today, we are going to be... Look, now, Nadia from Bake Off. I'm going in reverse order on the show here.
Yeah.
Nadia from Bake Off says she doesn't want her kids to have an arranged marriage. She said she did, and it worked out really well for her, but that she fell in love with her husband after marrying him, because they didn't really know each other. And that it worked for her, but she feels for her kids that they would do a better job of choosing their partner for themselves than she would choosing for them. And my producer has seen fit to book on a marriage bureau, to which she said, oh, by the way, Yasmin could do with finding someone.
Wow.
So that'll be happening
later.
That's
the message she's sending you there, isn't
awkward.
It?
Awkward. Awkward.
So you're having a marriage arranged live on air.
I don't want to actually say that, but, you know, anything could happen.
Wow.
Yes, that's happening later on. I'm a little bit concerned about that one. But let's turn our attention to matters much more serious.
Do.
We're going to kick off the show by looking at... yesterday, we heard about corporate manslaughter with regards to Grenfell. Yes. But not a lot of people understand what that actually means and what the outcomes of that are. So we're going to be talking to a barrister to get our heads around that, and also speaking to one of the residents who lives very close to Grenfell Tower to understand the impact on them today, because I think yesterday it was, for a lot of them, it was good news, but I think as word gets out,
and this is the implicating both the council, yep, and the companies
the companies, and I think the tenant management,
yeah, that's right,
association. Yeah, so we'll just get our head around the legalities of what it means.
All right, Yasmin with you after 4 o'clock. Wheel back. Yeah, wheel back.
Just end the show.
Yes, wheel back.
Let's be honest, this show should have ended about an hour ago.
Yeah, it's fine. No, it shouldn't. It should, because we had Caleb on, so, you know.
Oh, yeah, Caleb was great, but you have been abysmal this past hour.
We'll see you on Monday.
Talk Radio, the 21st century dream team of dialogue, debate and discourse.
Talk Radio, give it some lift.